Lucas.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is our episode of Unfocused, episode 307.
Oh, seven.
And that makes this episode the Mentite.
Mentite. Mentite. Mentite.
Meditite.
Is it Meditite? Yeah, it's Meditite.
And guess what? He's the Meditate Pokemon.
No way.
I would have never guessed.
I would have been like, what? I'm surprised they didn't call like the onion head Pokemon. Or I think it's a garlic head. I think he's based off of garlic.
That'd be funny if he was just called that and we're always like, what the fuck?
The garlic brain Pokemon. Come on, Pokemon. You could have come up with some better shit.
Put a little effort into it.
I know. Jesus. I got here me doing it for you and shit like we do every week. But we're back this week with another show. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28, the podcast where we talk about like anime and gaming and comics and
all of the things,
all the good stuff, you know, in the world. We're also on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Go watch them, those VODs. Mm-hmm. And then
Spotify,
Stitcher. We're not live on Spotify, but we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we're on all the podcasting audios and all that. Go check that out, collision28.com. If
Carlos,
you want other ways, what up, Speedy? All right.
That being said, yeah, I'm Focus Week. So let's jump right into it. AJ?
307, huh? Shit.
Just the 307 episodes, AJ.
Yeah. So who the fuck's ringing our doorbell at this hour?
You doing Focus Week? I'll see to the intruder.
Go, yeah. Make do with them.
I'm also the bouncer here.
All right. They leave in the car. I was about to show off some like goodies. I had some show and tell shit right now, but I guess I don't. I guess it's not in my pockets. Maybe I don't remember leaving it in the car though. But I've been out round one. You know, I try to make it I wish I could make it a daily thing. A weekly thing, I suppose. Maybe twice a week I try to go there. Whenever I'm able to go, I'll go. And I was there today. I was also there last week a couple of times. Round one in Burbank. And I was playing... I found this... I didn't find it. I knew it was there. I tried it before. It was cool. It got me because there's marbles. It's this... it's like a pachinko game. You ever seen those quarter games at the arcades and stuff? Where you drop the quarter in there. And it's like this little pillar or this little... The ground's moving back and forth. And it's trying to shovel off the quarters. But if you add quarters to it, you know, you drop them in a certain way, it pushes the quarters off and stuff. And you get tickets off of it, right? It's like that, but it's with marbles all up in it. They also have like random little cards, almost look like gift cards, not really gift cards though. But they sit on top of all the marbles and stuff like that too. And so when you play it, you get like 10 marbles to shoot into the thing from like any angles you want. You can angle it certain ways and all that. So I was playing that for fun because it looked cool, you know. And then I won a gift card thing one time. The thing in Taco Bell. Did they have them at Taco Bell? What the fuck? Taco Bells have these arcade machines and shit.
Hmm? Okay, I definitely stepped into something I don't understand. Taco Bell has arcade machines?
He made it
machines?
Awkward, okay? you know those quarter machines? Those are arcade machine that the ticket spitters, where you drop the quarters in and it pushes the quarters off over the ledge and all that.
Yeah.
There's this like a pachinko game. Yeah. It's a gambling thing for sure. This is one.
Which, by the way, I played pachinko several times and still don't understand how it works. But anyway,
there's this marble one, that round one that I've been playing, and it looked fun. So I got into it. I played it a little bit and I actually won like this little card that drops out. Which if you collect them all, you get like 3,000 points or 3,000 tickets, something like that, right? Or you can cash them in individually for, I don't know, like 50 tickets. Something like that. So I was playing that and I had this crazy ass streak. I was just playing and I swiped my card once, played one game. I was like, that was kind of close. Let me swipe it one more time. And I got this cool bonus out of it. Like, oh, that was pretty cool. Let me do it a third time, right? And I played it a third time. And there's this little bonus thing where the marble drops into this like little hole. You get to spin this wheel, and the wheel can give you all types of crazy shit, like more marbles, more shots, something like that, right? Or may drop a new card onto the top of the marbles. I was at zero marbles. My last marble falls into the little hole. I get to spin the wheel, and like I get like 10 more shots. I was like, whoa, cool. Okay, let's keep going. I keep going, right? I get another wheel thing. It drops in 100 marbles, and they just fall everywhere and shit. And as they're all falling in just nonstop, they start falling into the little hole, so I just get more bonuses that I can spin the wheel for. Some of these gift cards are dropping down. I'm collecting cards and shit. And then with all those wheel spins, I've been getting more shots. I get a couple more marbles marble drops and stuff like that. I was like, this shit's like never ending. I'm over just shooting marbles into the thing. I had like fucking like 25 marble shots at one point from zero. I was at zero at one point. I was like, I was there for like an extra like 15 minutes on one game. I was like, what the shit? I'm like, this is how they get you to stay on these games.
This is how they get you to stay. You know what it is, man? They get you to enjoy the experience, and then you get addicted to the experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, like, but I had to go, like,
Carlos Grasso, and the addiction begins.
Exactly, like, so, yeah. But I ended up collecting so many gift card thingies off this one. They're all like repeats though, but you need to collect all the characters on the cards to get your 3,000 ticket bonus. So I only got like maybe four or five different ones, but I got like three or four repeats of each one. So now I need to go maybe trade with some people. All of a sudden I'm going to like, oh, maybe I should talk to some of these people that play this game, see if they want to trade. I know Anne plays some of those games too, and that she's collecting some of those cards too. Maybe I'll talk to her later on.
It sounds like something Anne would play. Yeah. Like, it really does.
But that shit was crazy.
I don't know why, but it does sound like something Anne would get into.
Also playing around one, that music game by, who makes it? I think it's Capcom that makes it. I'm getting better with it. I was like doing like level like 18, 19, 20 shit before. Now I'm at level like 28 is what I hit today. I played a level 25 for the first time and I fucking perfect the game, the level. I was like, what the fuck? This is the first time I heard this song. First time I played level 25 and I fucking full combo that song. I was like, that was cool. This is like a touchscreen game too, where you gotta touch the screen to the beat and all that and make you do some crazy shit on there. And I got it to like level 28 today. I played a level 28 for the first time and I barely beat it, but it was cool. And it's getting just faster now, and like I'm enjoying it. I'm just having a good time with it. I also finished Fruits Basket. So Fruits Basket did not end on episode 11. It actually full season 2 is on Hulu right now. I'm wondering, could remember you said like, oh, like it's only on episode 11 right now?
Yes, that, it's still releasing right now.
That might be season 3.
Oh, yeah, no, that is what it is. Yeah.
Oh, it is season 3?
Yeah,
okay.
The third season's called Fruits Basket, the final.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's going on. Because me and Cars just finished season 2, and it was like 20-something episodes. And yeah, it gets fucking crazy. Like, there's a lot of just like, you know, it's a whole, like, I never realized it until like I started really watching it again. It's definitely like one of those romance soap opera type of animes.
I mean,
I was like, okay.
It kind of always was, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I thought it kind of was, but I wasn't too sure what it was. But then I'm like, now that I'm really watching it, like, getting more deeper into the story, I'm like, okay, this is a fucking romance anime, but like the whole lore behind like the zodiac signs is fucking crazy, and just what the curse is, and now they are,
oh, so you know more about that already. Okay, see, I still don't know. Okay,
yeah, and you're kind of learning about a little bit. It's still like a mystery to them, but now they're trying to figure out like, how can we break this, or at least someone's trying to figure that out, right? And you get to meet more of the zodiacs. So far we know all the zodiacs now, but the way it ended though, you're like, holy shit. And that's the last episode. It's like the last 2-3 minutes of the thing. Something happens, you learn something about a character, and you're like, oh shit. And then it's the last episode, you're like, oh motherfuckers, fucking season cliffhanger. Man,
are you guys gonna start jumping into the new one or what?
Maybe when it gets released in dub form, yeah, we'll get into the season 3. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty funny. It's a good time. Yeah, if anyone hasn't seen Fruits Basket, if you're you know, not thrown off by the whole romantic stuff going on, then it's a pretty cool. Especially just the whole zodiac storyline. It was just interesting to me. Every time you start talking about the curse, I was like, okay, now I'm paying attention. How does this thing work?
You pulled me back in. Right?
Yeah,
you son of a bitch.
But then they start talking about their feelings and stuff. And I was like, okay, whatever. Okay, let me know when you guys are done.
I'm sure it's probably extra hard for us who have seen the old anime, so we kind of know what's going on.
This goes beyond, though. This goes beyond it.
I'm just talking about when they start talking about their feelings. Like, I already know what Kyo is about. I don't really feel like Kyo can say anything to surprise me by his backstory, you know?
But they do, though. They do.
Like what?
Like
personality wise? Like, that's what I'm talking about. When they start talking about their feelings and shit, I'm like, how is that going to surprise me? I know how Kyo feels about things.
But like, but they kind of start to evolve a little bit. Like, their opinions start to change over time. Like you learn their opinions and like how they feel about things in like season 1. But in season 2, they're still like on that, but then they grow from it. Like, you know what? I shouldn't be like this. I should be more like this. Or like, oh, okay, I understand why I'm like this. And I don't like being like this, but this is who I am. So now I'm accepting it. Like, they kind of get into shit like that.
I was getting hints of that a little bit towards the end. Did I start season? I think I started season 2 and just didn't finish it.
Yeah, they start getting more into the stuff like that. And you start learning more of their backstory, like why they're so traumatized over certain things with certain other characters and all that. And you're like, oh shit, that's why they're like this. Or okay, that explains this. And that's why he feels like he's like this way. Like, so they get into more backstory more. It's just more of their personality and just history and all that. And there's connections that lead back in the day. You're like, whoa, they like knew each other way back then. Like, there's shit like that going on too. And it's like, just makes you think, like, okay, what's really going on here? Like how do these guys, all these characters, like, really cross over and stuff like that? So it's pretty crazy.
You know, it was something I really liked about, I don't know if it was season one or two. I think it's season one. Was when they actually went into why Hatsuhara has his obsession with Yuki.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool, because I didn't understand why he was like that in the original half. Like,
yeah, in this season, you get to see them really connect. They're like best friends and shit, dude. Like, they share like stuff with each other. Like, you know, that they want other kids to know, so that you get more backstory from them like that.
And you know then, what's funny is, because in the old one, I know that's always what Hatsuhara wanted. Mm. he always was like chasing after Yuki, like, because he wanted to talk to him and hang out with him.
Yeah.
So that's funny that eventually it does get to what he wanted. That's cool.
Yeah, like, there's a reason why it's like that. Like, I feel like they missed some things and made up some shit in season one, but now, right, actually in this, I mean, not season one,
but in
the old version, yeah. And this version, though, is like the true, so like, some of those things were left out because there's actually a better story, you know, regarding that.
Yeah,
like a bigger story behind it, yeah. And that now we're getting all those, you know, it's kind of filling in the foundations and all that. So, I mean, it's cool in that sense, though. So I've been enjoying that. Also started watching, what's it called, Haikyuu,
volleyball anime. I love that one.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's, dude, like, I'm watching it like a couple episodes in, I'm like, this is Naruto if they played volleyball. Like, you have the loner character who wanted friends, but like in this case he wants a team to play with because he's so good, he's so talented, but he can't
do it on his own.
He can't evolve on his own. He needs like people that are willing to, like, you know, accept him. But then you have the other dude, the Sasuke, who's more like,
he's like a genius at it.
Yeah, he's like genius and everything, but like his team doesn't like him, and so now he needs to find someone that can, you know, balance him. And then they meet each other, they hate each other, but like now they're growing with each other and pulling off cool combinations. I'm like, this is fucking Naruto, like, it's volleyball now. And then you start playing all these other characters too, and just the fights scenes are the volleyball matches, like, oh shit, he pulled off that move, I didn't see him do that, how's he so fast, how do you get to the other side of the court that quickly, you know, like it's pretty fun. And yeah, then like you have fucking three episodes that is one match, you know, it's like
yeah, that's right, three episodes one match sometimes. yeah
so
did you guys finish season one?
Almost. We're like halfway through it right now.
Okay,
we're like, what, 13 episodes, 12 episodes in right now, so it's pretty fun. It's a good time.
Maybe you watching it'll be my motivating factor to get to watch season two. I saw season one and I liked it a lot,
mm-hmm.
but it felt like kind of, I don't want to say final, because obviously there was a lot more shit to do, but
yeah.
I just felt like, you know what, that was dope, I'm going to take a break, and I just kind of never went back to it.
Mm.
I think I need to go back into it, because it's really good.
Yeah, no, it's a good time for sure, it's fun, like, it reminds me of fighting animes, except it's in sports, so, and then, like, they it's like when someone discovers a new power, he's like, oh, shit, he discovered a new power, he has a new power-up or something like
new
that.
Technique it's kinda, new shit, technique and shit, like, yeah, all that shit.
But it's kind of like that, or, like, you learn something different, like, oh, shit, there's a whole new position that we haven't, like, the audience hasn't learned about, but then some of the newer team members are learning about this new position, it's like, shit like that, so it's kind of cool, and like, I feel like I'm learning how to play volleyball now just watching this shit. But yeah, it's a good time. I thought it was gonna be more like a Fruits Basket, like romance type of anime, but it's not.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that. I don't know why, because I noticed like a lot of girls like this anime, so I figured it was like that, but it's not like that at all.
No, you know, it's hard to tell which anime women are gonna like, because a lot of girls like fucking what's that one that you wouldn't think women would love? Cowboy Bebop. A lot of women love Cowboy Bebop.
Hmm.
I wouldn't think that's something women would like that. But, you know what I mean? Like,
it's because of Ayn, dude.
Ayn's the seller. Oh, man.
But
oh, dude, did I tell you? I mean, I'm not going to go into it right now, but there's you can see who the actress is for Radical Edward now.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's cool.
Yeah, you could probably just Google it and just see. It's nobody we know. It's nobody famous, but, okay, you know, it's just like, I was like, oh, shit, she's there now. Like, she's casted. You
that's
know?
Cool.
Yeah, right,
I'll go look that up later.
Yeah.
But that's my unfocus week for the most part. You know, Digimon. Oh, so right now I'm trying to combine my yellow and purple deck. And it's freaking difficult. I try to do it like, oh, this is a cool set. But then I was like 10 cards over. I was like, fuck, what do I take out? But I'm trying to do something where my purples like try to delete shit, where my yellows bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to balance that shit. I'm having difficulty right now.
You see any videos of anyone trying to do it?
I seen some versions of like of purple and yellow mix, but
it's none of it's what you want.
It's not what I want, though. Like, I wanted the base off of Shine Greymon and Mastamon. And I seen some decks like that, but they're like all focused more on yellow. I was like, I want to focus more on purple, though, but I can see why it's more focused on yellow. So then I'm trying to move around shit.
Yellow seems
it's weird
just from looking at the community of a whole Digimon. So I guess I'll go to my focus week now, yeah, too, while we're at it. You know, I was kind of glancing around at the Digimon community, the Digimon card game. For anyone that doesn't know or hasn't been listening the past couple episodes, we kind of got into the Digimon card game. Not quite addiction level yet, but, you know, we're getting into it. And as I keep looking around and kind of, like, fishing of what are the popular decks, who wins the most tournaments. Yeah, yellow comes up a lot. It's not, like, undefeatable, but I think per capita, the yellow wins more tournaments.
Yeah.
And I start to see people talk about... I feel like most of the decks I see are, like, they talk about countering yellow in some way. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Like, I have a feeling why, because it's all about controlling, like, yellow's all about controlling security, like, removing and putting stuff into security. Security is what you need to win. You gotta clear security, but if you're fucking fully, like, always putting shit back into it, like, how do you defeat a shield that keeps regenerating, you know?
And for anyone who doesn't understand, Digimon, the card game, is based off of a prize system. So basically, yeah. not a prize system, I guess, more of like a
shield system.
A shield system, yeah. You got five cards as your shield. You gotta knock all those five cards out before you can attack the actual player, and the game's over.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's pretty cool. Carlos Granados asks if they're hard to find like Pokemon cards. No, they're not as hard to find individually like Pokemon cards were. However, to find someone selling them at the right price, at the proper price, is kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's not impossible, but you're going to have to do some digging.
Like, you won't find them, like, if you're lucky, you might find them in Target, because apparently Wax has been able to find some packs in Target, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, Target. But you got to fucking get there early and shit. But going to card shops, some of them might, it's not that popular.
You know, we live near a ghetto Target, bro. We could probably go to this one, and people probably are not looking for Digimon cards.
I've been there, and all the cards are always cleaned out. I've been to that one.
That kills that theory.
Every time I'm at a different Target, and usually I, like, for work, I go to, like, random Targets in between breaks and all that, and I'll go check at the cards real quick, like, is anything actually here? And there's never anything there. And I almost don't believe Wag sometimes when he says he got some packs there, because I don't even see the tag saying Digimon there. But anyways, but yeah, certain card shops will have them. Some don't at all. But very few carry them, and when they carry them, they're kind of expensive sometimes. They're a little more than what the actual website says they should be valued at.
Dude, except for the places that you told me about, I've not been able to find any card shops that carry Digimon.
Yeah,
because only the two that you told me about. Oh, and that's not true. I stumbled on one on Van Nuys and on Burbank and Van Nuys. I stumbled on one there and. It was like a card shop, though, like a gaming shop.
Oh, is it the one on the Hazeltine in Burbank?
Yeah. After Van Nuys. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? Paper Hero or something like that?
Yeah, it's like right between... Yeah, yeah, that's
like right
the
in
one.
The corner, yeah.
Yeah, I went in there and I was like, yeah, they had everything there for pretty close to the right... It was slightly overpriced, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, that's where Wags goes, actually.
It's a good spot.
Yeah. But it is kind of hard to find, but it's fun. There's websites that sell individual cards, too, like... one of the websites everyone uses to kind of verify what the pricing is for a certain card is TCG Player, tcgplayer.com. And I think you can actually buy shit from there, too.
Right. Just kind of exploring the Digimon world a little bit. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I've been noticing that yellow is the thing, one of the decks to beat. Did you ever look into yellow-red control, like I told you about?
No, I haven't looked at yellow-red, no.
Yeah, specifically yellow-red control. Because there's a... I guess there's a couple ways you can play yellow-red, but yellow-red control is like has a lot to do with security. Mm. But I don't know. And making people discard shit, I think.
I wonder how red plays into that.
Yeah.
Because red's about like power and being able to...
Attacking, destroying, yeah. And discard. Making them discard and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
is it? Okay.
Yeah. So Digimon's been fun. Been liking that. Finally got me one more Imperial Digimon, which I needed, the blue. Also... What did I watch lately? I did what I said I wasn't going to do, and I caught up on the last episode of One Piece.
Oh, so now you're fully caught up now?
I'm there now. It was so epic and so dope. Like, I fucked up because I caught up at the spot right before, like, the big battle. You know, like, in anime, like, you know, they have a lot of build-up to get to a point where a big battle starts, like, all the characters and shit. And I basically caught up on the episode where the big battle gets kicked off, and I was like, oh, fuck, man.
You're like, shit, I've reached the boundaries.
That was the worst time to catch up, because it's like, now I know that it's going to be a slow course till the end. It's going to be like probably 20 episodes of stuff happening. So I'm just going to try not to touch One Piece for a while. Other things that I've been checking out, Splatoon. I got 2 S ranks. I want to get all 4 S ranks, but I want to keep it up. I think... Oh, that book, The Incall, I've been reading. Man, I realized that book is like fucking 50 years old.
Oh,
that,
really?
That comic book I was talking about, the space one and shit. It's like fucking 50 years old.
That's crazy.
It's so far ahead of its time. When you're reading it, you're like, this is like what they made Fifth Element off of. And like, you know, all these space movies, I feel like. I feel like maybe even Star Wars, they kind of like glanced at this book a little bit. And I'm like, man, this shit's pretty good. Very heavy, very dark, not for kids. So I've been reading The Incall. That's been pretty cool. Loki. Saw the new Loki. We'll talk about that in a minute. And I think that's basically it. Yeah, that's basically it. I'm focused.
Got the hammer?
I got the hammer. I won it in combat very difficultly, too, because I was in the loser's bracket, so I had to fucking win twice,
yeah, technically. Yeah, that's right.
But it was done. It is finished, as Sabernigder would say. That being said, we're going to jump right into the main part of the show. Don't forget, Stitcher.
Should we do a spoiler real quick to talk about Loki?
Oh, you're right. Sorry, yeah. We're going to do a quick little talk about Loki, episode 3. For anyone who hasn't seen it, you might want to tune out. If you're new to Unfocus, if you see the little spoiler alert red symbols up at top, that means we're still talking about it. So, you know, that's where you want to click ahead of. And anyway, we're going to go ahead and get going.
Yeah, find Loki. Some music to put back here so like anyone listening can know the audio cue for it.
Can we use that Kill Bill one?
Maybe.
That'd be annoying on loop, though.
That kind of would be, yeah. I don't know how I feel about this episode. Yeah, muting works on here.
Yeah, so, wait, you don't know how you... What?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I didn't get anything new other than what happened at the very end.
What? See, I felt the opposite. I felt like I didn't get much last episode, and this episode I felt like we got a lot more. Except for the apocalypse thing. That was cool.
Yeah, like the whole like new planet they're on, and then the thing, and then they're just kind of like talking to each other and all that the whole time. And now we learn that this is probably an actual like female Loki and not Enchantress, because she's making those connections to Loki's mom and all that. She's like, yeah.
Well, I'll give you a counter. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's both. And the reason I say that is...
I was thinking this too, yeah.
The powers seem like Enchantress's powers.
Okay.
They keep using the word enchantment and enchant. They're going either way to use that. Not magic, not spell, but enchantment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like they're... And she called herself... I don't call myself Loki anymore. I'm Sylvie now.
Yeah.
That's fucking Enchantress's real name.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's her real name. Like, her human person, you know?
Okay, okay.
Her avatar, you know, that she fucking comes to life in.
Yeah.
Her name's Sylvie. And, fucking her outfit kind of looks like Enchantress just a little bit. So I'm like, I feel like it's a blend of, you know, which this actually happens a lot in the MCU, with villains specifically. They kind of become blends of people. You know, this happened with Killmonger. He's both Eric Killmonger and Gold Tiger, who are technically two different characters.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Obadiah Stane. I feel like he was like a mix of actual Obadiah Stane and a little bit of the Mandarin.
Mm.
Yeah, so they all, a lot of their villains kind of like blend characters together.
Okay.
Ego, you know, he's a blend of, I can't even think of who else he's a blend of, but he's Ego and someone else for sure.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like maybe that's just where they're going with this. And I think that when this is all over, maybe she'll have a moniker she goes under. You know, like maybe she's going to call herself the Enchantress.
Maybe
she'll continue in the MCU.
I'm Loki, the Enchantress.
Or maybe, yeah, she accepts her being Loki. But you know, I thought
she hasn't done yet, right?
Yeah, she still doesn't want to be called Loki. Which, you know, it's funny. I saw an interview with the writer of the show, which is the guy from Rick and Morty, the voice of Morty, Michael Walden. And he just said that, you know, if Falcon and Winter Soldier was about, you know, justice and history, and then WandaVision is about grief, he's like, this one's about self-acceptance.
Hmm.
And when you look at it under that magnifying glass, I feel like this was probably the most important episode, because it was all about Loki figuring out what he doesn't like about himself.
Yeah.
What he finds interesting about himself, what's the same and what's different, like what's acceptable and what's not. Because I really liked when they were talking about the mom, and you could see that the female Loki was like, damn, this motherfucker had a totally fucking different experience with her than I did. Like, he actually knows her and shit, you know?
You know what? Going back to, like, whether or not she's Loki or Enchantress, maybe she's not. Maybe she was making comparisons to her own mother because she had a maybe similar experience. And maybe that's why she was having those reactions. I don't know. Just something like...
Well, she said she's not... She doesn't call herself Loki anymore.
Yeah.
So I think she's probably...
I guess we'll find out eventually, right?
We'll find out real soon, I think. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know, man. I thought it was really interesting. I like the whole thing where they were talking about how just the fact that, like, when you see her looking at him talk about the mom, and she's like, wow, I fucking missed out. Like, learning about his timeline. Yeah. But then he says, you know, and I found out I was an adopted. Spoiler alert. Yeah. And she's like, I knew that. She's like, my parents told me. And he was like, they told you? He's like, what the fuck? And I feel like then Loki was in her position, like, wow, I missed out on a lot of shit. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's a good highlight as to what Loki really is. And, you know, he hates himself. That's the whole moral of the story, is because he doesn't know whether he's good or bad. He hates himself. You know, he does bad things. He doesn't want to. He does good things. He doesn't know why he does them. And him seeing her is like a physical embodiment of that. So I don't know. I kind of liked it.
Okay.
Also,
I didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be very important as to the decisions that are made by the end of this. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you not love that scene where they were trying to get to the fucking the arc?
Is it a ship? Yeah. I like that whole ending right there. That was pretty cool. Them dodging everything, running through, like fucking fighting bitches, and then that shit explodes, and I'm like, fuck. And Loki was like, oh my god, like, but then, like, the one chick, she was just like, oh, fuck, whatever. And she just, like, left.
Yeah, she just walked away, like, fine. I guess you're doing something else. Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm really liking it. I'm liking what they're doing with it. I feel like, and then, man. I don't know. I felt, here's one other thing. The last thing I'll mention about it, and this, it was very telling when she was like, this is your problem. This is why you're different than me. She's like, you're here to play. You're here to have fun. I like to have fun and whatever, but once the mission's done.
Yeah.
And I feel like it made Loki feel like even amongst himself, he's a failure. You know what I mean? Like, even because I feel like the other Lokis maybe are more like her. Kind of. And he's like, wow. I'm not that goal-oriented. Maybe that's why my shit never fucking works. And I don't know. I feel like they're going somewhere with all this.
Yeah, I feel like this whole episode was like more character development and all that, too, more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I'm upset with it. Because I was like, fuck, like, I want to see what happened to that split timeline we got at the end of episode two, man. Like, what's going on with that? What is the TVA doing? We didn't get any TVA shit.
The only thing we learned is that...
actually, we did learn something. Actually, that was the big thing we did learn, is that...
That homegirl's fucking ready to fight the leader of the TVA. She can actually fight.
Not only that, but, like, the TVAs are actual people from worlds.
They're all variants.
Yeah, they're all variants. She, like, because, what's his name? Mobius said, like, oh, yeah, we were made by the freaking timekeepers. You know, we've been here all our lives, but that's it's not true.
And that's why he loves jet skis. Because in his world, he probably liked them.
Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah, he's probably some memory he has built inside of him that makes him like these things. So, yeah. So that was an interesting thing. That's the one thing I liked about this episode.
I'm actually glad you brought that up, because that was one of the more interesting things that was just talked about quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's true, they're doing it right now. Look at Loki. They're indoctrinating him. They're slowly making him part of the TVA.
Yeah.
They're slowly moving him into their ranks. They made him do research. He's wearing the jacket. Mm. You know, they're kind of like... pushing him there. So I think that's their end game, is to get Loki to become a new agent.
And then maybe wipe his mind at some point.
Yeah. Once this is all over, I imagine Owen Wilson will be left with a choice. Delete him or wipe his memory and he can join us. And Owen Wilson will obviously be like, well, he's good. Let's make him join us, you know? It's just a thought.
Oh, you know what, too? I did see in some video someone making a comparison. Oh, no, this is like a post I saw. The three faces we keep seeing, like, one of them for sure is, like, King the Conqueror, but people are saying maybe the other face looks like maybe Loki, because it kind of has these horns coming out. So maybe
I didn't
he does
that.
Become part of the TVA, and he becomes one of the timekeepers.
It's already happened. That's why we see that.
Yeah, maybe. So well, maybe something there.
I like that you brought that up, because I have another theory. Okay. So I noticed watching the end credits, you know, they keep zooming in on the fucking middle statue of the TVA, right? Of the three timekeepers.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the episode one of Loki started, they zoomed in on the face of the middle timekeeper.
Yeah, it's always the middle one, yeah.
And people keep pointing out how the middle timekeeper looks like Jonathan Majors, the guy who's going to be playing Kang.
Yeah.
He's kind of got his nose in a way, little bit. Right. And so, in the comic books, there's three Kangs from three different timelines.
Ooh.
There's a Ramatet. And that's one who went to the Egyptian period and became a pharaoh.
Okay.
There's Immortus, who is this Kang that's in the middle of becoming Kang the Conqueror. And he's taking over and conquering shit. And then there's the actual Kang the Conqueror in the blue and purple outfit.
Right.
What if the three members of the TVA are all Kang?
All those threes. Oh, wow. That's crazy, too.
Because in the comics, they have worked together a couple times.
Okay.
Not often. They're usually trying to fuck each other over or trying to make one of them become them. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
That makes sense. It shouldn't make sense.
They want you to be...
Even though you're me, I want you to become me.
Yeah, I'm pushing you so that you will become more me than you, because you can't be you. You have to be me one day.
Even though you're already me.
Even though you're me. So maybe the three kings got together and got along just to crush the TVA, because in the comics... The fucking TVA, Kang hates the fucking TVA. Mm. So maybe he actually got along with his two other versions so they can get rid of them, you know, and put them under his thumb.
Interesting.
Just an idea. I don't know. That's all theory, based off things I've read in the comics.
Oh, also, you know what I thought of too? Like, so Loki was able and has been able, or not been able, like over his own will, but he's been able to leave the TVA area and be in the real world to, like, you know, help with these, missions and all that, right? Mm-hmm. Why not take one of those many Infinity Stones chilling over there, keep it in his pocket? It doesn't work in the TVA, right? But then when he gets into these other worlds, he freaking has all the fucking Infinity Stones, right?
You know, I saw one of those YouTube videos saying that he might be holding an Infinity Stone, because they're pointing that his left fist was always clenched in the last few scenes of them running.
Okay.
That maybe he's holding an Infinity Stone and waiting to use it when he needs to.
Maybe, okay.
I don't know, it's just something that one of my YouTubers was, like, pointing out.
Okay, so yeah, that might be a thing.
Because that is smart. Like, why wouldn't it work if you take it?
Yeah, but, like, they don't care about them, obviously, in the TVA. They're just fucking in a random drawer and it'd be paperweights, right? So, well, why would anyone care if you fucking just pocketed one, right?
That's a good theory.
Until you leave the TVA area, right?
Right. Well, yeah, that's an interesting theory. So, check it out. Each Infinity Stone only works in its own universe.
Oh, that's true, too. Shit.
But...
Oh, so what if he has one? He's not in the right universe. Yeah.
Could be that. Or what if he just grabbed all the fucking Mind Stones in the thing and shoved them in his pocket? one of them's going to work.
Yeah, one of these days, we're going to be in the right area.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Just adding to your theory.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Loki episode 3. Aiden didn't like it. I liked it. You know, tell us what you think, you know? Email us.
Yeah.
On focuspodcast@gmail.com.
Tweet us, @unfocus28.
Also, if you have any theories, Marvel or otherwise, you can also email or tweet us, and we'll maybe talk about it in the next episode.
Yeah, I guess we can just fade into the normal thing. You know, next time we do spoilers, and like, because Carlos said he is muting right here.
Oh,
yeah,
unmute Carlos.
He's not going to know that.
Type it.
Until we fade out, right? But next time we do this, we should just make him big, like, emotional arm motions, make him sound like the episode is like... epic and shit, when really it's not. We should have done that right now, actually. Anyone who's like watching muted be like, oh man, some big things happened this episode, and then it's just nothing.
We have the camera shaking and shit, like,
we start crying and stuff, like, right. Oh man.
All right, well, with that being said, let's just jump into some news.
Okay,
this is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
News.
What?
All right. Shall I kick it off, AJ?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, oh, man, I don't know how you're going to take this, but let's see. Paramount Pictures made an announcement on Tuesday. Did you hear about this?
Oh, those motherfuckers. No, yeah. I don't think I heard. What was it? Maybe I did hear it.
Tuesday, Paramount Pictures made an announcement. The next live-action Transformers movie.
Oh, really?
And what it'll be. Well, first they announced the date.
Okay.
It's going to be June 24th, 2022.
Fine.
So that means some things are happening. Right?
Yeah.
But you know, the title is being worked on, was being worked on for a long time, they said, but, because there's a lot of things that could have been, but they finally settled on a name for this new Transformers movie. It's called Transformers
Reboot:
Rise of the Beasts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. I like this.
Live action Transformers. A new one is called Rise of the Beasts. In other words, Beast Wars.
Beast Wars, or maybe Beast Machines, depending on what they want to do with this shit.
You know what? Someone mentioned that in the fucking article I was reading. They're like, we don't know if this means Beast Wars or Beast Machines, but they're like, judging off popularity, it would most likely be Beast Wars.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I think it's Beast Wars, because of the synergy with the TV show. The Netflix show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If they're trying to promote...
I haven't seen that. Is that shit out already?
No, it's not. Okay. I think it's called...
Like season 3, right?
Kingdom? Beast Kingdom or something
like that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's coming out next year. So I feel like this is a perfect time for synergy, for these things to cross-promote.
Yeah.
I think that maybe that's what's going on with this.
Which I think is stupid, because doesn't DC do some shit like that sometimes? But like,
oh, always, yeah. They find some way to do it.
People like want to connect things nowadays because of the MCU. So maybe this is a bad idea. It's like, oh, cool, the fucking TV show. Oh, I'm going to watch the movie next because they connect, right? Nope. Watch.
Well, the only reason I don't think it's a bad idea is because kids don't really care.
Yeah, kids are stupid.
Once
you know what,
once they see it looks like their thing that they saw that they like, they're in. You know what I mean?
And
like,
you know, thinking about it now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the fucking original movie and the original cartoon series.
Synergy.
They're not the same.
Nope. Hmm. But, you know, they also made the movies more like the shows to get the kids in. You know, they gave the movies the fucking colored headbands, you know? Yeah.
And then, like, the personalities, too.
And you know what? And that sold me, because I was already watching the cartoon. I didn't know shit about the real Ninja Turtles, you know? Yeah, so yeah, I was exactly. Like, oh, cool, this is more like what I like. Like, yeah. I'll fuck with it. But, yeah, so I just thought that was very interesting. Transformers, Rise of the Beasts.
Now, what do we think about this? Is this going to be like maybe a prequel to the Michael Bay shit, or is this like a whole new just reboot, new you know, universe going on?
I didn't see Bumblebee, but just based
on something, because what is Bumblebee? Where does that fall to? Is that supposed to be prequel to Michael Bay Transformers, or is that its own just new, you know, new reboot?
So from what I understood, I mean, I didn't even see Bumblebee, so I don't
know. Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Okay, which we should watch it. I heard it's good. Maybe we should watch it together and review it one day. But, you know, I heard Bumblebee's good. But the thing is, Bumblebee is, how do I want to put it? It's kind of like...
like kind of a reboot, but not really?
I feel like it's a loose reboot, almost in the same way as The Incredible Hulk, but reversed. You remember The Incredible Hulk movie, the one Marvel made with Edward Norton? Mm-hmm. How it made references to that shitty one,
yeah.
But they never said that it was a sequel to that. But he ended up in South America. He's trying to control his Hulk powers because of the last big blow up he had. It kind of sounds like a sequel to the old one, right?
Yeah, it does.
I kind of feel like that's what they were doing, but reverse with Bumblebee. Like they because we knew there was a war on Cybertron. We knew there's been beef with them from the first and second movies, and then Bumblebee just kind of jumped on like to tell you that story right away. They painted that picture in Cybertron, from what I heard.
Okay.
And they show you Optimus Prime and the, you know, and the Autobots fighting for Cybertron and shit. And so I feel like they were kind of saying it's kind of a prequel, but we're also not afraid to take our own narrative from here.
Yeah,
you know, that's my guess. And so that gives me hope for Beast, for Rise of the Beasts.
Okay,
because maybe they're gonna be smarter about it. Because that was the one thing that sounds doper about Bumblebee. It sounds like they actually attacked it the way the fans wanted it, not the way just some producer or some director wanted it, you know?
Yeah, okay. So I guess we'll find out. In other words, there's no answers.
Yeah. I said all that to say
we don't know.
I don't know shit. Yeah, that was that whole 5-minute rant you just heard from me, guys. It means I don't know shit.
It could be this, it could be that. Overall, we just don't know.
Right? But yeah, keep an eye out for Rise of the Beast. I'm just excited in general because it's a cool fucking idea, like that's happening now, finally. That
sounds epic. All right. I guess to connect to Transformers, I have some Transformers news too. So Niantic is partnering with Hasbro and Tommy on a next real world mobile game, Transformers Heavy Metal. Niantic is makers behind
Transformers Heavy Metal,
Pokemon Go, and the Harry Potter world thingy too. They had the whole AR engine, right? So this is going to be like a Pokemon Go for Transformers. And then they say it's actually almost ready to be launched. They'll be entering a soft launch in select countries soon, and then a global launch is planned for later in the year. So don't know what this game plays like yet. I don't think there's any images. They didn't really talk about it either. So we don't know what this game is like, but I mean, it's already ready to be out though, which is crazy. So look out for that. I guess if you want to get invited to a beta version or something, I think they're doing that right now. So you can go to TransformersHeavyMetal.com to get more information over there if you like.
Okay. Totally random news. If you like Pop-Tarts and you like Seinfeld,
okay,
guess what? Seinfeld is making a Pop-Tart TV show on Netflix. It's not about Pop-Tarts, but it's about his love for Pop-Tarts. It's called Unfrosted. We don't know too much more detail about it, but if anyone knows the history of Seinfeld, he loves to fucking bring Pop-Tarts up. He loves to sometimes eat them while he's doing his stand-up, you know? And he always talks about them.
Okay.
And makes jokes about
them.
Didn't
know this.
There's even a stand-up, a Pop-Tart stand-up that you can look up where he just talks about them for like fucking 10 minutes.
That's cool.
And makes jokes about them for 10 minutes. And supposedly that's what this show is all based on. Like, is that fucking stand-up. Like, him and his co-writers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know what, like, let's just go into this more. And I guess somehow he found a way to make it work into a show. And it'll be on Netflix. We don't have any release date because it just got picked up by Netflix. But it's coming.
Okay.
Is anything like Comedians in Cars getting coffee, he'll get a gang of money off of this. You ever heard of that comedians in cars getting coffee?
I've heard of it. I haven't like gone and like watched it or listened to it or anything like that.
It's pretty interesting. It's just like him writing with a different comedian, just talking about life and about the business and shit while they're just fucking going to get
kind of like that Jimmy Kimmel shit that they're doing for a while.
Yes, it's just like that. Somebody jacked somebody on that for sure. yeah. But yeah, Pop-Tarts the movie or Pop-Tarts the TV show coming soon, guys. Keep an eye out for that.
All right. Interesting. All right. Another news. Tamagotchis. We're like in our 25th anniversary this year, I believe. So there's some news. Oh, I wish I brought up a picture of this, but I didn't do that. Sorry. But there's a smartwatch coming out based off Tamagotchis. So you can wear a Tamagotchi on your wrist now, right? Yeah, okay, sure. We can all do that, right? But this one has a built-in mic, has a 30-hour battery life that you can recharge via USB, has a touchscreen LCD, which is cool because... Well, I guess most smartwatches now have that, but some did it in the back in the day, right? And if you want this smartwatch, the first wave is going to be sold by lottery, and you can apply between June 17th and July 2nd. So right now, you can go ahead and apply for this lottery, so you have a chance to be able to be one of the first to buy one. Winners will be announced in late July, or you can just wait until November 23rd when it goes on sale for everyone else for about $68, whatever that converts to in yen. So maybe $70 out here in America if that ever comes out over here. And then for these Tamagotchi watches, you can purchase additional smart cards for about $10, and they plug in like a USB stick in a way. That's like little chips that you just plug into your watch, and it will give you some extra items. It will give you like sweets and desserts and new clock themes and food and other like items for your Tamagotchi on your watch. And there's two type of cards I guess you can purchase. There's a Tamagotchi Sweets Friends card and a Tamagotchi Rainbow Friends card, which we have, you know, with these random items on them. And then also it'll track your steps and all that, right? Like most watches do, like they kind of figure out how much you've been moving around and kind of give you like a thing at the end telling you, oh, this is how much work you did today and this is how many calories you burned and all that, right? So this watch is going to do the same thing. But while you're doing all that, your Tamagotchi is also benefiting from it. You know, you have a Tamagotchi, you got to take care of it, right? You got to feed it. You got to play with it, right?
It's like a real pet.
Exactly.
That's what the commercials told me in the 90s.
Exactly. Well, your way to kind of get your pet to exercise is by you actually exercising and earning these steps and all that. And then your Tamagotchi would benefit from that too, which will encourage you to walk around and all that, right?
Wait. So you're telling me that not only am I taking care of my Tamagotchi, but my Tamagotchi is taking care of me?
Oh, shit. Oh, what? Shit.
If that's not evolution of a company, I don't know what the fuck is, man. I don't know what the fuck is.
But yeah, that's what's going on. It's going to be a color screen too, so you have a color Tamagotchi on your wrist and all that. You can talk to it too because it has a built-in microphone, so you can actually talk to your Tamagotchi. I don't know how this will work with your own smartphone though. Most smartwatches have this thing where they like, you know, you like the one reason why I like my smartwatch and I like having a smartwatch is because when I get a text, I don't have to go reach for my phone or reach into my pocket. I can just flip my wrist real quick and be like, oh, okay, this fool text me. I don't need to worry about that right now, or I can just read it real quick. I'm like, oh, okay, good to know. I don't have to pull up my phone and read it, and you know, I can just put it back in. You know, I'm not gonna do all that. Just flip my wrist, right? So hopefully, this watch does that. There is no word about whether or not it does, but that would be cool, and that would sell me on this more. I don't think I'm gonna get it though, because I already have a watch. But if anyone doesn't have a watch, doesn't like wearing a watch, or you just want to have a phone with a Tamagotchi, you may want to check this out later in the year.
Okay.
Also, just to relate to that too, another thing that Bandai announced was a some type of Digimon watch too. Because Digimon,
what?
Yeah, Digimon.
Oh yeah,
is
Digimon had a Tamagotchi thing. Wait, that's not it. Digimon and Tamagotchi are super interconnected, right? Isn't that what it was?
They're not interconnected. They're like Digimon was made more for a male audience, for boys.
And Tamagotchi was made for girls.
Tamagotchi was more of a almost like a girl thing. Yeah, if you want, like if you weren't into the whole, oh, take care of this little thing. You want? I want to fight. You know, and that's what Digimon was, right? And so there's I didn't see any news about this. I just watched the video, but it's all in Japanese, so I have no clue what was going on. But it looked very reminiscent to Pokemon Go, where this kid had a watch, and he was getting some information to go somewhere for a raid. And then he ends up at the top of a building with three other people who are getting the same information, and they fought this Digimon with their own Digimon and shit. And then at the end, they were able to like get some like items for it or something like that. So I was like, what are you trying to tell me? Is there like a watch that's going to make you do things, or is this an app like Pokemon Go where you got to go and look for these Digimon and then the world and all that? Like, so I don't know what it was trying to tell me, but it looked really cool. And if I hear more information about it, you know, I'll be talking about it here.
Okay. Very cool. Other piece of news real quick. I'll give you two. One's a small one. Emilia Clarke says she's interested in being involved in Marvel for the next 10 years.
Do it. 10 years. Shit.
10 years. So I'm like, does that mean her character is more relevant than everyone's thinking?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she's already casted for something, right?
Yeah, she's in Secret War. Secret Invasion. But we don't know who she is in that. I mean, people have some guesses. Abigail Brand, you know, the leader of S.W.O.R.D., the director of S.W.O.R.D.
Okay.
People have some guesses that she'll be maybe the Skrull Queen. And, you know, which that would also put her in the role of Spider-Woman. Because in the comics, the Skrull Queen is masquerading as Spider-Woman. And she's part of the team and everything, and that's the big surprise. Like, surprise, motherfucker, I'm a Skrull, you know? She's been part of the Avengers the whole time, though. And so people were like, damn, she could actually fit as a really good Spider-Woman as well as a Skrull Queen. Because the Skrull Queen is a lot more like her character in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Which, do you find it funny that Rob, Jon, and Daenerys are all in fucking Marvel?
Oh,
now?
Shit, yeah.
It's growing.
That'd be cool to see them all like meet each other in a movie someday.
Bro.
And I just wanted to have like a 1-2 second little frame thing where they're like, we've been here before, right? Like,
yeah, just something small would be great.
Something like that would be cool,
dude,
right?
That's why I want Jamie Lannister to be Dr. Doom, bro.
Right?
Okay, like, cool. Complete the circle or the square, you know, whatever.
And Arya was in fucking New Mutants, right?
She was.
Yeah, oh,
she
shit. Was.
Oh, shit. You never know what could happen now. other quick piece of news. Yasuke, which is the very popular anime.
Is it very popular?
Yeah, on Netflix. Yasuke.
Okay. I haven't finished watching it.
The Black Samurai?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that shit's mad popular.
I've seen half of it. I haven't watched the other half yet.
You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. I just, like that last episode didn't really grab me to continue watching. I haven't thought about it, you know? Not like the other animes where I watch where like it leaves you on some cliffhanger like, oh shit, I wonder what's going to happen next, you know?
Right,
like, Yasuke didn't pull me back in like that. Like, I don't even remember what the last episode was, honestly.
Oh, well, maybe you'll...
that I watched.
Well, maybe you'll get a chance to change your mind. Mm-hmm. Because on July 27th, released by Shogakukan's monthly Spirit magazine, which is a spinoff of Shonen Jump, you know, young person's magazine. They have a separate one called Monthly Spirit magazine, and they're going to be debuting the manga of Yasuke.
Okay.
So now there's going to be a manga. But I will tell you, I'm a little bit worried, man. Whenever something goes from anime to manga, it usually don't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
not often, but I mean, I can only think of two examples. Outlaw Star and Cowboy Bebop. And both of those mangas suck.
Mm.
And so I'm like, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we should just make more of the fucking Netflix show.
Yeah.
I guess that's not up to me. This issue will reveal on July 27th. However, the individual manga will come out in August sometime this year. So if you want to buy the actual book with like 5 to 10 chapters in it, you got to wait till August. But if you just want to, you know, read the little bit they're going to release in Shonen Jump, the first two chapters, just pick up the new Spirit... Monthly Spirit magazine, and you'll be able to. Shogakukan.
You know, I remember as a kid, too, in relation to this, remember seeing a movie, like Toy Story, for example, right? And then you go to, like, bookstore, and then you see a whole freaking, like, thick chapter book based off the movie. And it's like, are you just retelling me the movie in the book form? Like,
oh,
what's
man.
The... You ever
I
seen
hated
this
that.
Before?
Yeah, dude.
I thought that was so stupid every time I
even
seen
read,
one.
I had to read one to realize it was stupid. Because I watched Star Wars, you know... Phantom Menace, episode one, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, damn. And I saw a book in the store. I told my mom, like, Mom, buy me that book. I want to read it. She's like, you already saw the movie. Why you want it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I want it. And she bought it for me. And I got, like, maybe a quarter through that book. And I'm like, this is whack. It's, like, the same thing with just more detail. And, like, I don't really need to know all these little side things they're telling me. Yeah, I hated it, bro.
Many side shit that's already happening in the movie that you would see. But there's, like, so happening, like, so quick. Now you get, like, 5 pages to describe that one little scene.
And you're like, whack.
That's what I imagine it to be.
That's kind of what it is, bro. Yeah. That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like, man. But then there's some things that, as long as they don't have an original book source, maybe it's kind of cool because you kind of get to go into more depth of the character and why they're what they're thinking and why they're doing that. But I feel like that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I guess I never had that or never had that thought, but I guess that could be a thing too, right?
Right.
All right.
AJ?
Moving on. I have a lot of Sonic news, surprisingly.
Oh shit!
Because If you didn't catch the beginning of Unfocused today, as soon as we went live, I was playing the orchestra that happened, the Sonic Symphony, because that happened live this morning. And I didn't catch the whole thing, so I got to play like a little bit of it. And they're playing like almost every single song from the Sega Genesis. And right when we ended, we ended on the freaking some Game Gear tracks. I was like, what? They did some Game Gear stuff too? So I think they're just making an orchestra of each song from the original series on both the Genesis and Game Gear. I'll go listen to the rest. I did catch live the ending though, and they did whatever the main theme is from Sonic Adventure 2, they did that, and they did like I guess Shadow's theme too. They did some crazy shit with the band. I forgot the name of the band. But they were there fucking rocking out and shit and doing all that, so that was cool. But in other Sonic news, they did announce a Sonic in Minecraft. So Sonic the Hedgehog crossing with Minecraft, and this is Minecraft. I wish I got the video link again, but it's Minecraft, but Sonic.
But Sonic,
yeah.
That's what I was waiting for you to say. It's Minecraft, but Sonic.
And I think they recreated like some levels and stuff, but you can actually play them, because I was watching just the trailer really quick, and I was watching a quick gameplay, someone playing it real quick too, and you actually have like the ring counter in the corner, it was a scorekeeper too and all that, so you can actually play this game. You can spin dash in it, you can collect rings, and it looks like just a recreation but just in Minecraft form of all like some of the original levels. I saw like Chemical Plant and Green Hills and all that, and even some other shit from the Adventure series and all that, and apparently it's a quick little game too, because some people were like, oh, full gameplay of Sonic Minecraft, and there was like 30 minute videos, so it looks like it's a pretty short game. So if anyone's playing Minecraft and interested in this, go check it out, because it's already available.
All right, nice. Since we're talking about Sonic, I sent you something, but if you can't bring it up from your text, you can just...
I can find some work away around it.
All right. Yes, so I sent you something. And apparently there was a leak. This is something we've talked about in previous episodes of Unfocused, that there is a new Sonic TV show being developed. Mm-hmm. And this TV show is going to be based on, you know, comic stuff as well as cartoon stuff. There's kind of going to be a blend going on. But yeah, this is going to be called Sonic Prime, if anyone hasn't heard about it.
Yeah.
Which, ironically, it's going to be on Netflix. You know?
I didn't think about that.
But Sonic Prime, and you know, everyone's been wondering about the style and the art and just what direction they're really going to go with it. But now there's some leaked photos of what they're doing and what they're developing. And it looks like, just like AJ was hoping, because, you know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. We were hoping that it wasn't going to be based off of Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic and Tails, you know, the Adventures of Sonic and Tails. We were hoping that it was going to be based more off of Freedom Fighters. And just looking at from the pictures here, what the fuck?
It looks kind of dark and creepy.
And it looks, and look at the world. This is a dystopian, Robotnik controlled world. If you go back, like, there's even images.
Turtle shell over here, though. I don't know. Wait, so one thing I'm not liking.
Is that Staryu?
That looks like a fucking Staryu.
But watch,
No. There's a Staryu enemy in Sonic 2 and in Metropolis Zone. That's what that is.
Oh, okay.
Which is crazy. So this might be in Metropolis Zone. But one thing I'm not liking right now. I'm okay with it. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's different. Sonic's shoes are not his normal style.
Oh, wow. That's really what you're mad about?
Yes.
I actually, you know what's funny?
That's the first thing I noticed.
First thing I thought when I saw him is those look dope. So that's funny that like the first thing you said that of, like, they're not original.
These are not his original shoes, nor is it the same pattern or style. But they're very good.
They're
all right.
I feel like it is a similar style. It's just not the same pattern. You know?
Yeah, that's not the same pattern at all. Same thing with Tails. Tails actually pattern matches more his shoes.
You see his jacket with all his wrenches?
That's
and shit?
The thing I was about to say, too. He's wearing a vest with some tools in it, which makes sense for Tails, but, like, just having them wear clothing is kind of weird. But I guess to hold his tools, okay, fine. It's not that, like, intrusive. Also, looks like Sonic is wearing some metal. I feel like he has metal gloves and metal shoes. Because look at his knuckles. They look, like, robotic almost. Like he's Wolverine clawing.
See, I don't really think that. I feel like they look more like, like when people wear like military gloves and shit, like combat combat gloves. It looks more like that to me.
Okay, I'll buy that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting more like freaking it's so bad vibes, you know. What's that called? The power glove.
That's what I'm getting vibes of. I wonder if that's on purpose. It does look like power gloves. They do look like power gloves. Yeah. I wonder if that's on purpose.
If anything, it would make more sense for Tails to be wearing those type of gloves and not Sonic. I'm just saying.
Maybe Tails made the gloves for Sonic.
All right, I'll buy that too. Are these other
I don't know anything. I don't know about those.
I don't know what these are.
I don't know if that's official. Oh shit, maybe it is.
Yeah, but like Amy as a freaking caveman, unless this is just a new character.
No. Go back. Something I was gonna put. No. Go back. Go back to the other
one more.
To the previous.
The other pictures.
The thing I was gonna bring up to you. Yeah. Like, okay, so it's a post-apocalyptic robotic controlled world, right? Because you see robotic. But look.
There's different Robotniks on here too, though. This is kind of weird.
Different timelines, different ages. I think we're fucking with parallel universes, and that's why we see Amy as a jungle person.
Maybe, because this looks like Eggman from Adventure. This I feel like looks like Robotnik Jr. from the Sonic Adventure series.
Oh,
that was a one episode thing, but that
he
was
does look like him, doesn't he? Who's this old man Robotnik?
This looks like Ivo Robotnik, who in the Freedom Fighter series, or maybe I think it was the Freedom Fighter series. He was actually like a general for the world before he ended up taking over. I feel like
he's more like Jim Carrey.
Oh my god, this looks like Jim Carrey actually.
He's more like Jim. I mean, Jim Carrey was a general. Remember, he was like a scientist for the military. So yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's what Robotnik was like in the Freedom Fighter series, and like I think in the comics too.
Yeah,
there's like a quick backstory of him, like the world was at peace by one time, and Robotnik had some plans that no one else knew about, and he fucking took over. So that looks like the way he would dress back then. This looks like the Mr. Tinker from the current comic series.
Oh, see, I was gonna say he reminds me of the one from the Adventures of Sonic and Tails. You know, like the other one that Urkel did the voice for?
Okay, yeah.
Like the cookie cutter one, yeah. Like Monster of the Week episode. He reminded me of that, but you know, he probably is that one from the comics.
Yeah, from the current IDW series. In the very beginning, he was Mr. Tinker because he had lost his memory. But then, who was it? Metal Sonic recovered him and gave him his memories back, and he's his normal old Dr. Robotnik now. I don't know who this one with the headphones is, though. That one's throwing me off. This is the only one I don't recognize or can connect anything to.
I could be wrong
with all these too, though. By the way,
I mean, I feel like they're meant to feel like those things that we're talking about. Mm. So I don't think you're that wrong. I think you're probably right.
So interesting, little thing going on here. But if this is the Sonic Prime cartoon show, they were saying animated before. So I was thinking more like CGI, Pixar almost. But this almost looks more like cartoon animated type of animation.
Yeah, like cel-shaded.
Yeah. So. All right, I like the way it looks. We'll see what the story is and all that.
Yeah.
But looking pretty good so far.
That's your Sonic news from
these are leaks
today?
Too, I believe, too, right?
Yeah, they're leaks.
Yeah, so these are not something actually released from the team.
So they might even look better than this by the end of it. You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're not done. Jump to you, AJ. That's mine.
Yeah, I got some other quick little pieces of news here. Sega wants to open a Sonic theme park. I didn't go into the details on this. I think that headline alone is good enough.
That's good enough. I mean, like, Mario World took off, so like now they're like, all right, we're doing it too.
Yeah, I don't think they're actually going to do it. They want to do it, but, you know, I didn't read the whole story. Maybe there's something behind it.
They ain't about that life.
Another quick little story here, too, is that the leakers who leaked Pokemon Sword and Shield, apparently they got caught. I didn't hear about that, but they got caught, and now they're being charged $150,000 each. I think each individual that leaked shit, they're being charged for the damages of those leaks. So that kind of sucks. So I guess we won't be seeing any more leaks from them. I'm not sure who they were, though, but that's interesting. What else do I got here as far as quick news? That's about it as far as quick news goes.
Okay. This next thing I got is from the email I sent you, AJ. Mm-hmm. Take a look. So, we finally have our first look at Yu Yu Hakusho live action. It's very simple.
Whoa.
It's very mild, but we get to see set photos of Yusuke Urameshi. I'm cool with it, man.
I'm not mad at it, no.
I'm like, okay, he looks about the right... He looks about the age that they were telling me he was that I didn't believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was like 15, 18, like around that range.
Yeah, no, I think he's like 14 in the anime.
Jesus Christ, he does not... He feels like... If I'm pushing it, 16.
Yeah.
17, maybe. Like, yeah. If I'm pushing it.
Because
like...
they're from middle school. Remember, Cool Bra left out in the last Jesus. Season because he was going to high school.
That's right. Oh, my God. Cool. Hey, man, they ain't no goddamn middle schooler. It's a Cool Bra.
Cool Bra, they're like no middle
He's
schooler.
Fucking huge.
Maybe a flunky middle schooler, but...
And they're Japanese. They don't get that tall normally. Like, you got to be old, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm already into it. Is this Kurama standing here?
Imagine.
But, no, I definitely like the look of it. I like the feel. I mean, obviously he's not in character because he looks more innocent than smartass, but I'm sure once he gets on camera, he's going to start looking
He more is like, I don't care right now. Sorry.
Like, it's him in class. Huh?
Yeah, it's like just daydreaming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But okay, I'm not mad at this right now. He has the unbuttoned green jumpsuit and everything. I like this. He doesn't normally wear it unbuttoned, though, but...
He does when he fights, right? Isn't he unbuttoned? Oh, no, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, he just takes it all off, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy. I just hope when we actually see a fight scene, it looks good, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
So far.
All right. I'm not mad at that. It looks cool.
I was like dying to show you this. I was like, that's just, I was like, wow, he's coming, man.
Yusuke's coming. It's not the Yu Yu Hakusho play, but you know, this is good.
What can be, you know?
Cause that was amazing, but.
We're gonna have to watch some videos of that one day, by the way, just to see how bad it is.
Oh, man, I'm down. Yo, when's that Sailor Moon one coming out? On ice.
I don't know, but you know, you just brought me to another piece of news that I didn't have listed. I'm glad you told me.
Oh, okay,
you
brought me
up. So, Sailor Moon Crystal is only available on Hulu right now, which is to a lot of people's annoyance. But
it is, that's true.
Starting next month, it's coming to Netflix.
Oh, wow.
To match the movie that'll be there.
Oh.
So soon you'll be able to watch the whole series and then watch that movie and be able to see the whole thing in continuity.
Okay.
I find that very exciting because I'm like, man, I fucking hate watching anime with commercials on Hulu. Like, I hate it, bro.
I like, there's commercials on Hulu. What? I was like, oh, yeah, there is. Yeah. I don't have that. I don't deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and that's why I'm happy Demon Slayer went to Netflix because I realized that's why I didn't finish it.
Oh.
Because I was just over the fucking commercials. I'm like, I don't feel like I have to watch these commercials. Like, it's 20 minutes and I'm watching this for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I haven't seen a commercial on Hulu in forever, man. So I don't know what you're talking about. But you know what I did see, though, is that I saw an ad for it that Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN now have a package where the Hulu is ad-free. So maybe you want to look
at that. Oh, motherfucker.
Because the packages they've had in the past
have been
the Hulu with ads.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's stupid.
That's why I didn't fuck with them. Yeah. I was considering doing one of those deals before.
Yeah.
But now, okay, so the deal's without ads now.
So now there's a new deal but without the ads for Hulu.
I might have to do that.
Yeah.
And you can use my ESPN. I'm not going to use that. So that'd be cool.
Hey, I'll be down when football starts again. What I'm waiting for is freaking the NFL is to get with the times and freaking just do their own streaming service with all the games. Because every freaking football season, I'm trying to like find Niner games. The Niners in San Francisco, right? And now we have a freaking LA team. So anytime I put football on, it's fucking LA playing. And we have two LA teams, man. We have Chargers and the Rams. So there's like no getting away from Chargers and Rams on TV. And it's annoying. And, like, only time I can ever watch an actual Niner game on actual TV here in L.A. is when they're playing L.A.
Wow, what a bitch.
Or I get lucky with the Sunday night game because Sunday night games, they go to everyone. But, you know, the normal day games, you know, it's only whatever is available in your market. So if you're in Minneapolis, you're getting Minnesota's game and whatever, all that, right? So, yeah, I almost never get to see a 49er game here. Unless it's Monday night football or Thursday night football or Sunday night football, because those are the ones that are televised to everyone. So it's hard times, you know. So, I want NFL to do their own streaming service. Like, oh, if you pay, I'll be willing to pay like $40 a month, you know, just for those 3-4 months,
bro. Don't
to watch.
Don't say shit like that.
Any
man.
Game I want.
Don't say shit like that. You're gonna regret that one day.
I know. I will. Right. I probably will.
But I feel your sentiment. I feel where you're coming from.
Anyways, I'm done ranting on that. Oh, should I get into the story real quick?
Wait. Before you do that, real quick. So I just found out about the streaming service. And I, by the way, these guys are not paying me. I would love for them to be paying me.
I'd love for anyone to pay me.
Yeah, maybe I should talk to them. We'll promote you guys. High Dive. Have you heard about High Dive?
No.
So this is a streaming service made for anime fans.
Okay.
It's only $5 a month.
Okay.
They have not only a lot of the legendary ones that I've been wanting to watch that I love that I can't find on other streaming services, Nana included. I've been wanting to fucking rewatch Nana. Is it wrong to try to pick up Girls in the Dungeon? Been wanting to watch more of that.
It's not.
That's there. You know, Haikyuu Season 3, which is the newest one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's there. And, you know, it's only $5 a month. And it's designed in a way that anime people that have had anime websites in the past and, like, follow, like, clicking shits. Like, you know, I don't know if you ever know, but there's, like, websites where you can click what shows you've seen and, like, anime helper websites.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They kind of designed it to be like those.
Okay, that's cool.
So it's real easy to find the shit you like and knows how to recommend. And they have live-action Japanese shit there, too.
Okay.
And it's funded by Super Sentai Films. You know, the people who make Power Rangers and all that shit. So it's legit. It just needs to get bigger, and it'll probably keep growing and keep getting more big animes and stuff. Like,
for $5, I'm kind of worried that there might be like some ads somewhere in there.
It could be. I have not looked that far into it. That could very well be. So I'm going to look into it some more before
and then
I get it.
The other thing I'm worried about, too, is like, is it subbed? Do they have both sub and dub, you know? For I know people
they
don't like
both.
Dub, but
they have both.
They have both. That's cool.
And they have simulcast for any of the shows that they have under their license.
So meaning...
Meaning when it comes out in Japan, you get it.
Ooh, okay.
For everything that they have under their license, which includes Haikyuu.
Okay.
And which includes How to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon. Those are things that you will get as soon as they come out to Japan. Now, don't get me wrong, Funimation has that too, but I feel like it's real limited. They only have it for like the premiere animes, like Attack on Titan and shit. But outside of that, like, I feel like they don't really have... And they're switching to sub and dub is a bitch. It's so fucked up on Funimation. So... It sounds like this might be worth giving a shot. I'm going to do more research before I can fully back it.
Yeah.
Because I might want to even try it out. They have a 1 month free trial.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe I'll do that. And I'll give you guys a little review here on Unfocus next week.
Sounds cool.
High dive.
I was going to say something else about another streaming service. I never got what I was going to say. Oh, well.
Sorry. Try to go again?
Fuck. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, does High Dive also have Super Sentai Power Ranger shit?
Yes.
Which I would imagine they do, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds cool. Anyways, all right. Like, I would love to go back to whatever Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was based off of and just see what it was really like. Because I like going on YouTube and seeing those comparisons where they play the Japanese version side by side with the American version and just seeing like what was cut out with the Japanese version and what the Americans added in and how they move shit around to make the story make more. And that's always fucking just interesting to me.
They even have old school shit like Gatchaman.
That's crazy.
Or what do we call it here? The Silverhawks?
Ultra, is it Ultraman? It's not Ultraman, is it? Is that...
No, Silverhawks. Yeah, yeah.
Silver, I never heard of that shit.
Bro, you never heard of the Silverhawks?
No.
Bro, yes you have. Hold on. Well, I know you know Gatchaman.
Okay. Yeah. So it's them, right?
Yeah, but Silver, maybe it's different now that we're talking about it. Hold on, the Silverhawks. No, I think that's them. No, it is a little bit different.
Oh, I've never seen that shit.
Damn, yeah. I think it was also a Japanese anime that got brought over to America.
Interesting.
Yeah, Silverhawks. I always never felt like Gatchaman was like that, so maybe they copied it.
I need to go back and watch Samurai Troopers, a.k.a. Ronin Warriors, because I found it on Amazon Prime.
Yo, they have it on Amazon Prime, and they have it on Hulu.
And it's on Hulu now, too?
Yeah, but, you know, for you, that's great.
Maybe when I'm done with Haikyuu.
That's funny you brought that up too, because I've been thinking about that ever since I saw it on Prime. I was like, Sage of the Halo. I mean, that was my favorite motherfucker. I was like, I kind of want to watch it again one of these days. All right, your turn, AJ.
Sonic has a card game coming out that's being...
You got more Sonic news?
Yeah, I do.
Mania!
I got like two more things.
Oh, wait, that's a game.
I don't know why there's so much Sonic news that came out. Maybe I missed some
is
of this from the...
Anniversary?
It is an anniversary year, yeah. That's why we got the orchestra thing going on.
Oh, that's so, yeah.
It's the 30th anniversary. There's a card game coming out made by Steamforged. I'm not sure... I don't recognize any other... They do like a bunch of random board game, card game type of things. I don't know... what they've done in the past that we're familiar with, probably nothing. And my link is not working. There it goes. But yeah, if anyone likes card games, this is what it looks like. It looks like it's about like $10 or so. No, $20, my bad. And it's a Sonic card game. It's like what you expect any other card game to be. Unfortunately, someone mentioned that it looks like they're just using there's like not new artwork. Just artwork you can probably pull anywhere else. So it's not like that cool.
It looks like it's from Adventure and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a cool little card game. So if anyone's interested, you go check this out. From Steamforge.com is like the one way you can get it. Or unless you're in Europe, there's other better ways you can get it. Otherwise, you can buy it straight from the website here. They have like Dark Souls games too, Devil May Cry. They have Horizon Zero Dawn, Monster Hunter World board game, a Pac-Man card game, Ni No Kuni. So they actually have some cool licenses out here if you want to check out any other games. But yeah, we have a Sonic one.
All right. Do we have a roundup today?
No, we don't have any other mid
segments. Ooh, okay. All right. Next piece of news. Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror. You ever heard of that ride in California Adventure?
Which is now the Guardians. Guardians, yeah.
Yeah, so, ironic that has a Marvel connection. Scarlett Johansson is not done with Disney after the Black Widow movie, it seems.
Okay.
She has entered in a deal with Disney to produce a Twilight Zone Tower of Terror movie based off of the ride.
But you guys got rid of the ride.
Yeah, but I think, you know, that's the whole thing, that people still talk about it. So yeah. They're going to make a movie out of it and make some money.
You guys
off
are
that.
Like 3 years too late, man.
Right? Honestly, they should have made it back then.
Yeah.
That weak ass Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion movie should have been about Tower of Terror. It would have been way cooler, you know?
Oh, that was a movie. That's right. It was of Eddie Murphy.
It was whack, bro. I watched it.
That just came out like a couple years ago, too, right?
No, that came out like older? 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Weren't they trying to remake
There's a new Haunted Mansion movie. I don't know if it's out yet. I don't think it is. But yeah, you're right. They are trying to make a new Haunted Mansion movie. More based off of the actual characters of the ghosts of the fucking mansion, which makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Because it was just like a fucking regular horror movie, like some family buys a house and now the fucking house is haunted. It was lame, bro. I can't even remember a lot about it, but I just remember being like, this is whack. You know? Like, and I was a kid.
That's like, what does this have to do with this stupid ride?
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. I think it was hot off the heels of Pirates of the Caribbean, which that movie like kind of explained a lot of shit on the ride.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that the Haunted House movie was going to do the same thing, you know, and kind of like explain some shit. No.
No.
Just they did whatever they want with it.
Is there a Space Mountain movie?
You know what? I want to say that there is. I'm going to look into that. I think that there is.
if not, there probably should be.
If not, there might even be a short related to Space Mountain. You know, I'm going to look into that. I'll tell you later.
Because how did that come up, you know?
What is Space Mountain?
You know, Disney has all these rides there, but some of them don't connect to any of their Disney properties. That is
a lot
weird.
A lot of it's original shit. Matterhorn Mountain.
Why?
Space Mountain. Yeah, a lot of that shit is. Because they wanted to, you know, make shit special for the park, so people have a reason, you know, something iconic for the park, probably.
That's weird. I don't know. Thinking about that, that doesn't make any sense to me now. That's kind of... Anyways, unfocus.
It's called branding. That's how you draw people to the theme park.
Branding off of what? It's like, it's a brand new thing that no one... Like, what does this connect to? I'm going to ride it anyways.
But guess what? Now they care about it. Now it's a
Thunder
thing.
Mountain?
Yeah. It's a thing now. They made it a thing by putting it in the theme park. Now people want shit off of it, you know?
Yeah, that's weird. That's like a reverse branding type of thing.
Oh, you're right. That's like reverse branding. I was totally wrong. That's reverse branding. Wow, that's fucking deep.
You're going to make something like random, like what the fuck is this? And then you make a movie out of it afterwards. Just like, oh, that's because it's based off this ride.
Damn, bro.
Not this ride based off this movie.
That shit should be a fact.
Wow.
Well, funny thing is that this Twilight Zone Tower of Terror will draw ideas and perspective from the actual show Twilight Zone.
Okay.
You know, but that's all we know. She's producing it. She's not going to be in it as far as we know yet. But yeah, her work with Disney continues.
Okay.
And it's funny that Guardians of the Galaxy took that and like she's like taking it now.
Yeah, that's weird.
Give it to Marvel, motherfuckers. We already did that, so yeah. We don't need it anymore. Your turn.
All right. So another Sonic news. Oh, yeah, I do actually have one more Sonic news, actually. Oh, by the way, that card game.
You have more Sonic news?
I do. The card game, by the way, the last one I talked about, it's shipping out September 6th in Europe, and then you can expect it to be shipped out in September 20th here and everywhere else, I suppose. Anyways, there was almost a Sega Genesis remake of Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
What? On Genesis?
Yeah. They were actually going to remake and reprint actual cartridges that would work on a Sega Genesis. And so this one dude, I forgot his name. I wrote his name down here somewhere. Will Luton, he's a seasoned production designer. And he worked with Sega. I think he started with Sega, actually. And he was putting this together, I think, for Sega. Unlike like most re-releases too, this was going to be an actual re-release with a cartridge, and it's going to be like a reprinted cartridge that would actually work on the Sega Genesis, and that would have a modified ROM that would include some new gameplay enhancements, like extra like type of gameplays. They were even thinking of even putting actual like somehow building Wi-Fi into the cartridges, so then you can share your scores on some type of world leaderboard and stuff like that. And I was like, well, just from a Sega Genesis cartridge, like that sounds awesome. But unfortunately, it didn't fall through. Sega was like, nah, no thank you. We're good, pretty much. But this was their first idea, that this set was going to come in like this oversized box with this cool little ring that's going to be made out of like plated gold, cool new cartridge, a hard book, art book, you know, type of thing. And then, again, is that a freaking soundtrack too? That sounds cool.
Oh, a CD? What?
Yeah, so they were going to do all this. And then they realized maybe that's way too much. Let's dumb it down a little bit. Still looks cool though. Still get the art book with some cards and everything, and then a cool design Sega Genesis cartridge too. That would have been cool too. But then Sega ultimately was like, nah, we're good. Like, they didn't go into production with any of this shit. This was all just rendering and just, you know.
So you tell me someone has one of the fucking promo things in his pocket, right? Some of the, you know, the test one that they made to make this picture? Somebody probably has that, right?
No, I don't think they actually made anything. I think this is all just rendering 3D modeling shit to kind of give you an idea of what it's supposed to look like.
I see.
So none of this ever went to production. It was just rendering, like, this is what it could look like. You know, are you down?
Not even test models, huh?
No, not even any test models, no. Damn. Those all productions that they were just messing around with for a few months, and Sega was like, nah, we're good. Yeah.
That's funny. But I'm sure a lot of shit happened.
This could have been a thing, though. And then I would have been down for this, too, because I have a Sega Genesis. I can't get it to work, but I have a Sega Genesis. This would have been cool to have. I don't think I owned, like, the case for my Sonic one, if I even had it still. So that would have been cool to have. But yeah, just something that could have been that this production designer kind of told us about on this Twitter.
You know what I just thought about? I don't know what you just said about Sonic that made me think about this. But the new Netflix show is called Sonic Prime, right?
Okay.
You ever heard of a Prime World?
No.
A Prime World means the original one.
Oh, shit.
So I think it is parallel universes, bro.
Wow.
I just thought about it right now.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they will tell us the original origin story of Sonic 1 and how Sonic things came to be, because people are kind of led to guess based off the way things are playing out. I think one of the games gives you actual text at the end too.
Oh, really?
I guess the way they used to tell us the stories in old video games like that is reading the manual. The story was in the manual. So maybe they'll explain that. I don't know. That sounds cool then. All right. That got me more hyped.
I just put it together in my head. Like, you know, whenever they say a prime world, that's the base world, the original world. And you only talk about that when there's a civilization that moved to other planets or when we're talking about parallel universes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Leon Leo says, I saw a funky image where it had tails, with a ton of tails.
There's
a Sonic comic called Night of the 100 Sonics, and there is all types of random Sonic the Hedgehogs that exist, and I guess in different type of universes, and they're all like different versions of him. There's him like a biker, him like as a, like, I don't know, emo kid, and there's all these types of Sonic. Maybe it was something like that.
He was on his Spider-Man shit, huh?
It was like a Sonic verse type of thing. It was, yeah.
That sounds cool. Yeah, but yeah, just you mentioning that, something you said made that click in my head. Like, maybe that's why, maybe it is about parallel universes, because it's called Sonic Prime.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Maybe they can explain how Freedom Fighters and Sonic Adventures and everything connects.
Maybe, hopefully, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I got two more stories.
You know what? I think I got like two or three more, so I'll go first. Final Fantasy IX, one of the most beloved games in the Final Fantasy series, is getting an anime.
Oh, wow. Now, Advent Children, what was that? That was based off 7?
That was based off 7.
All right, so that's skipping 8, or is there an 8 movie?
No, 8, I mean, so here's the thing about Final Fantasy. They're not chronological.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, yeah, like, I know they're all standalone stories.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even if they make something about something, I wouldn't necessarily call it skipping.
Okay.
It's just like they just chose to do that one. Yeah. Because they've done things off of 4 before, but, like, not 6. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I will say that, yeah.
So they're not doing an order thing.
No, not at all. This was reported by Kidscreen yesterday, and confirmed by Square Enix. It will be a Final Fantasy IX animated series geared towards 8 to 13-year-old children, which I think is actually a perfect age range.
Interesting.
I think that's a good age range for a good show that we could still find interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 8 to 13, I feel like you got to be a little heady because 13-year-olds aren't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt there's got to be some plot there. You know, and Final Fantasy IX has a very involved plot, so there's a lot for them to play with.
Kind of like a freaking Last Airbender, Avatar. That was kind of, I feel like it was geared toward that audience.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, deep enough for, like, adults to enjoy it.
Exactly. I'm assuming that they're going to go, like, a Last Airbender approach with it. And on top of that, the characters in Final Fantasy IX are kind of surly, because even though they look like kids, they're actually adults. They're just done chibi form. They're like grown people.
Yeah.
You know, like, but they're just done chibi mode. And I feel like that could be an extra meta joke to the adults. You know, they're talking about shit that the kids don't get, and you're just like, the fuck? It could be funny, you know? I don't know. They did say it's cartoon, so we're assuming it's hand-drawn, but we don't know. It could be CGI.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for hand-drawn personally, but we'll see. Yeah, Final Fantasy IX. I never got to finish this game, but I love this fucking game. I got to the first two discs, I think, and there's four discs. This kind of makes me want to play more, though, just to kind of, like, learn what the story is. I love Final Fantasy. Yeah, okay. So that's all Final Fantasy IX. It's going to be getting a animated series.
Do you want to bring up that Catwoman thing?
We could.
Because I just thought it was interesting, just their remarks and then what happened afterwards, too.
You know, if you remember enough about it, go for it.
Oh, okay. I'll back you up. Want me to tell? I didn't even look into that. I just heard about it because we talked about it the other day. But apparently, was it like they wanted to put this in a next animated movie or something like that?
No. It was in a comic, I think.
It was already in. I know it was already in a comic. It was a comic in the past, right? But there was something was taken out because DC was like there's supposed to be a scene in some movie where Batman was supposed to be going down on Catwoman, but then the DC heads were like, no, we can't let that happen because heroes don't do that, is what they said.
Yeah, heroes don't do that. And everyone was like, the fuck does that mean?
Yeah,
like why would a hero not what? Like
why does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, they're like, if anything, heroes, you know, give of themselves, you know, for other people. So I don't see why that wouldn't make sense. Which apparently someone felt the same way as us, right? Zack Snyder, right? Didn't Zack Snyder say something about
this? I think he did say something about it, yeah. He's like, I think Batman would do this or something like that. I think he did say something about it too, right? And then I think it was actually canon because it did happen in a comic like back in the day that someone ended up bringing it up too, right?
Some old ass 80s, 90s shit when they were trying to be super edgy.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a specific comic scene with Batman and Catwoman with her legs in him.
Yeah.
You can see his horns like down.
Yeah.
They don't say he's doing what he's doing, but it's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah.
You know, and Zack Snyder reposted that picture and said canon.
Yeah, canon.
In big letters, and everyone was like, wow.
And then how is that any different than him fucking Batgirl in that one, what was it, the Killing Joke movie? Like,
yeah, don't make no sense.
Why,
bro.
What's wrong with going one step further, right? Like, why can't he go? Like, are you saying heroes can't be the pleasurer? They gotta be the pleasuree? Or like, did I say that the wrong way?
No, you said it right. Okay. Surprisingly, you said that totally right. Yeah. This is really weird. But in the end, DC had to go back and renounce their statement.
Did they?
Yeah, in the end, they went back and said, you know what? We take it. I'm gonna just double check now. I wonder if I'm crazy about that.
That's funny, but I just think it's funny that like how are you gonna say what heroes can and can't do? And listen, in that regard, you know,
especially when they don't exist.
Are you saying that if I did that, I'm a villain? Is that a crime to go and do that? Like, I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious that it was a story that happened and that people were talking about and DC like just the way they worded it.
Yeah, now hold on. Let me make sure.
Batman was a hero to Catwoman, though, says Leon Leo. So I know, right? he was her hero that night. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. I really want to look it up, but I just don't have the time to like hunt this down right now. Anyway, that's fine.
Yeah, I just thought that was a funny story to kind of bring up because.
But I'm pretty sure DC like had to retract their statement. I'm not sure, but I'm 80% sure DC had to like be like, all right, it's fine, you know. Like, I think they put out like an official thing.
You can't tell, you know, kids that heroes can't do that because what do kids want to do? They want to be superheroes, right? You tell a kid you can't go down on, you know, a girl. They're gonna be like, fuck. And then when they get married, then what? You know, like there's gonna be conflict. You know, emotional conflict. It's all bad. You can't do that right now. So I'm glad DC retracted their statement.
Let me just be sure. I keep looking and I just keep seeing, did DC say Batman can't go down on Catwoman? That's fucking hilarious. Okay, apparently Val Kilmer had something to say about it too. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Okay, other news. Kevin Feige says,
no shit,
there's a chance for more MCU prequel movies, like Black Widow.
Okay.
Does this get you excited or interested or spark any ideas about where they could go? I always thought this was really interesting, the fact that they're even going back in time to tell a Black Widow story.
I would love to see another Iron Man where he's actually fighting actual villains that we care about. As someone who's okay with Iron Man 3, I would love to see some better villains. I liked Iron Man 3.
That's weird that you like that one.
But like, he had all those suits that he did nothing with in that movie, really. And like, I would like to see him coming up with some of those suits, actually using them in actual some battles, you know, maybe fighting some random, like, you know, street thug, you know, something like that, you know, would be cool.
You know what made me mad about that movie is Aldridge Killian grabbing Tony and being like, "I am the Mandarin." I'm like, that doesn't even make sense for the movie that you just showed me. Like, you can't be like, he's not. Anyway,
I wonder if that would be brought up. I forgot about that part too.
But yeah, it was real quick, and I feel like nobody wanted to think about it, so like no one talks about it. But it'd be fine if it was just the actor thing. But he goes up to Tony and says, "I am the Mandarin," and you're like,
"Yeah." But something like that would be cool. Maybe like some other like a Cap. Same thing, you know. Maybe him fighting some other villain, you know, and like, you know, something that we recognize from comics, you know, just quick things like that would be cool.
Well, my friend was saying this opens the door for a Captain America prequel movie where he meets Wolverine.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because that's did you get that far in the animated series yet? In X-Men?
No, I haven't.
You haven't been watching?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that shit.
You gotta get back on it, bro.
I should go back on that. Yeah, I think I just finished like season 3 or 4 last time.
Okay, you finished 3 because in season 4 there's an episode towards the very beginning of the season.
Okay.
It's about Logan's history.
Oh, okay.
And you see him, you know, being an espionage agent working for fucking Forceworks and shit. And then working for the government and shit, doing espionage shit. And there's an episode he has to team up with Captain America.
Okay, that's cool.
Because they're in the middle of World War II and shit, you know? And the whole thing is like him and Wolverine are almost like brothers at a point. And he's like, "I respect you." And, you know, like they know each other. And then that makes the whole thing of him coming back in the ice and all that, like,
yeah,
more powerful, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that sounds cool.
And if they did a movie like that in Marvel,
that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, because Chris Evans, we don't have to bring Chris Evans back. We can leave him out. But just saying that he did know James Hallett or Wolverine, you know, like, is fucking cool. You know, like, I could fuck with that idea.
That sounds cool, yeah. And seeing, yeah, that'd be nice. Because, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, months and maybe years of Captain America that we didn't get in, you know, what is it called? The First Avenger?
Yeah, the First Avenger.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, we saw him, like, you know, breaking down doors and looking for Hydra and all that. But I'm sure that didn't happen all, like, in a couple of days or in a couple of weeks, right?
Nah, fuck no. That was, like, 2 or 3 years of war, I think, right?
Yeah, probably. Like, I would imagine that at least that long. Or at least a few months, you know. So yeah, having him in there, like, oh yeah, me and him went on a couple missions for a year, like that'd be cool. Stuff like that. And like, even Iron Man, they did a whole thing too where like the Iron Man 3 starts off with a big like backstory, like, oh, like in the 90s, you know, he actually met Killian and all that. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
So seeing more stuff like that from back in the day, I guess. Or yeah, maybe not even Iron Man in an Iron Man suit before he became Iron Man, seeing just Tony Stark work with shit. Howard Stark, right? We can get a movie off of Howard Stark, right?
I could watch it. I could watch a movie about that. If they involve S.H.I.E.L.D. and Peggy Carter, I could 100% watch a Howard Stark show or movie. I could, like, definitely fuck
And they
that.
Could definitely throw in, like, Easter eggs, like, oh, yeah, friggin' Captain America was actually here after he was trying to return to stones and all that, right?
Yep. AJ! Maybe you need a Marvel job, bro. That's pretty good. I like that. So, all right.
Anyways, there's my rant.
Since we're talking about Captain America, if you want, I sent you a new email.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The new one. Check it out.
No subject. You gave me nothing.
Wait, I didn't send you a picture?
No, there's nothing in here.
What? Really?
Yeah, I'm going to report this email.
All right, I'll send it again. Or I'll send it proper. But anyway, new thing that's happening with Marvel right now, I guess right now, is the 80th year anniversary of Captain America, right?
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's been 80 years of Captain America. And so for that specialty, they're going to be doing variant covers. Yeah, maybe you should just look it up, I guess. Miles Morales is in... The main thing, this is the one that people are focusing on, is Miles Morales as Captain America. And this is something that they've just... Like I said, they just did this for the variant cover. This is not actually in the story. And they've actually done this with several other characters. But this is the one that's catching everyone's eyes because the design actually looks pretty fucking
cool.
I'm not saying I'd ever want Spider-Man to be Captain America. I don't need that shit to happen. But I just think the design is cool.
That's just a screen. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, I was like, the fuck? It'd be a very cool alternate outfit to get in the video game. You know what I mean?
Like, outfit, yeah, that'd be cool.
I would definitely fuck with that. But yeah, like I said, these variants aren't limited to Miles. There's also variant covers with Spider-Woman, Iron Man, and Moon Knight wearing Captain America clothes or style Captain America style outfits and things like that.
That's cool.
So, you know, random things become rare with Marvel. So if you're into Captain America, I recommend going to your local comic shop, buying one of these variants, and keeping it for yourself if you like the characters. Because you never know. This shit could become super fucking rare.
Yeah. And it could be like that does.
Or it could be something that shows up in the movies at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, and then
maybe in a what if.
Yep. I already got that amazing Spider-Man comic that just shot up value hardcore this year because Monica Rambeau's first appearance is in that comic. And that's cool. I didn't know that shit would happen. Yeah. Like, I just have it. So yeah, just keep an eye out. I recommend getting it. I thought that was interesting. AJ?
So what's the story again? Oh yeah. So Splatoon. Nintendo will shut down Splatoon 2 online lounges in July. What is an online lounge?
Is that the main room where everyone kicks in?
No.
What's that?
This is just the app. So Nintendo, what's it called? The Nintendo Online Switch app or Nintendo Switch Online app that you can get on your smartphones. Where in it, you have this ability where you can voice chat and all that. And with Splatoon, you can like gather friends together in this online lounge room on your mobile device. And so you guys can all be in the same game together and all that and voice chat through the app.
You know, I think you did tell me about this once. Yeah. I think you did tell me about this.
It's kind of weird. I never really got to use it before, but
it's not like super effective, right? I heard it's kind of laggy.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's just kind of cumbersome to go through and everything too.
Yeah, like, I think I've heard about this. Yeah.
I've never used the word cumbersome, but it felt so natural to say it right now.
It's that was, a,
but
all right, I fuck with it. It sounded right to me.
But yeah, it's annoying to go through though, and I can't even open the app right now for some reason. I gotta sign. Man,
they got ahead of themselves, bro.
Yeah, man. Anyways, so yeah, it's not gonna affect the game though. So anyways, that we're used to playing right now is not gonna change. But just if you use that app in July, they're gonna take it down for some reason, which is weird, since Splatoon is still like an active game. Like, why would you take this ability out unless they're trying to work Splatoon 3 into it?
I'm literally trying to fucking become S-class in all four categories right now. It's definitely a thing.
And this is the cool thing I like. I wonder if they're gonna, I don't think they're gonna take this down, but I also am able to like check my ranking on this app too. But I can't open
you. That's why you told me about this, because you told me you have an app where you can check your ranking anytime without having to go into the game.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo Switch app.
I remember that.
All right. Well, for some reason, it won't let me sign in. Please check. Please check what? It says please sign into your Nintendo account again. How? You only give me a sign out button. Do I gotta sign out and then sign in?
Oh shit, it just got beef with Nintendo. Oh, now we'll come back to this next episode, guys. Other things real quick, Supergirl, or I guess specifically Flash, there has been some leaks about some of the set photoshop. Oh, sorry,
what are you?
How did you do that?
I know.
Yo.
This little button right here.
Yo, what the... Okay, we're going to talk about that later. Whoa, that was crazy.
That was crazy. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. Okay, anyway.
Whoa, who's this?
The Flash movie. The new Flash movie.
You're bringing on gas. So we could ruin something better.
You can fix your hair, man. Flash. There's a new Flash movie coming out that we've been talking about. Michael Keaton's attached to it. And, you know, it's all about to be about Flashpoint, you know, where he resets the multiverse and, like, fixes the whole universe timeline, which hopefully deletes the DC universe we've been watching in the Justice League movies. We'll see. but anyway, the whole thing is that this Flashpoint movie will both contain Batman and Supergirl. So it's not all a Flash movie. And if you look online and Google it, there's pictures of Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne again. And you know what? That fucking wig looks great.
Oh yeah,
his hair looks exactly like how he did in Batman Returns, only gray. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking good. Like, I could watch him be Batman in this fucking wig all day, and I'd actually be okay with it, you know? So like, I love that. Next, you have pictures of Supergirl on set, because I guess a multiversal Supergirl will be involved too, which makes sense because we all know the Prime one is blonde. Prime, there you go. We know the Prime Supergirl is blonde, but you know there's a parallel universe where Supergirl has black hair, she's Latina, and that's who this woman is playing. We got some pictures of her. Now her costume looks good overall. It doesn't look great, but always remember how bad Black Panther looked before post-projection, and how bad Apocalypse looked before post projection. Yeah, and then they ended up looking pretty sick.
Yeah, they can always fix things in post.
Mm-hmm. Because it does look a little fake, it looks a little baggy, whatever, you know. But I think overall the design is cool. Yeah. I wish the S would have been a little bit more cartoony, a little more old school. But, you know, overall the design is dope.
It has that scale looking like they did with Cap's outfit in the last movie and all that.
I told you, man, DC always be biting Marvel, especially on the designs, dude. Yeah, yeah, man. But, yeah, I have interest in this. It looks pretty cool. I'm down with a new Supergirl. You know, I kind of really like the blonde one, but I'm down to see what else they're going to do with it. Yeah. And basically Shazam is going to be the Doctor Strange of DC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, Multiverse of Madness?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to do with Flash. Rearrange timelines, play with alternate universes. DC still copying Marvel.
But, like, doing it way too early.
Yeah, they don't have enough
there's
shit.
There's levels to this shit, DC.
Right? You guys don't have enough shit to make me love this
skipping
yet.
Skipping levels and everything.
That's what they do, man. They have the flute. All right, but anyway,
flute their way through this shit. That's how you don't collect all your power ups and shit, though. You know,
right, you gotta save that shit sometimes. How much do you have left?
Yeah, one more.
Okay, one last thing. Harrison Ford got injured.
What?
On the set of Indiana Jones, the new movie that they're making right now.
Damn, they're actually making them like dodge boulders.
Bro, he's still doing shit. Like, I don't know if you saw the last one, but he broke his leg at the last one.
Wow.
And he's old in the last one. He's older in this one, and again, the fucking actor got injured, because it's fucking Indiana Jones. There's too much shit for this old-ass motherfucker to be doing.
How are they, like, making him do shit? Like, he shouldn't, like, stunt doubles, CGI. I mean,
that's the thing, he has one. He has a stunt double, and he's, even for the shit that he did that doesn't fucking, it's not a crazy stunt.
It's like, all right, you take three steps forward.
Ah! Right? But I'm like, damn, man, I feel like they're really reaching with this. There's also rumors that maybe this new Indiana Jones movie will be setting up for his partner to be taking over, which is the female Indiana Jones.
Hmm.
And there also might be time travel in this new movie, and he might team up with young Indiana Jones. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that TV show back in the day, the young Indiana Jones, but no. They're implying that this movie might actually take elements of that and have him time travel and team up with young Indiana Jones. Interesting,
yeah. Leon Leo says, Harrison said he ain't no punk.
I bet he did say that right after he got injured.
And then he broke his leg.
And he broke his leg right after. Yeah, that was
what happened to Shia LaBeouf? I thought he was supposed to be taking over the role of some
they,
shit.
They left him out because of his fucking shenanigans and antics. Yeah. It's Disney. You know, it's Disney.
I know. I'm just saying.
AJ, you got one more piece of news?
Yeah, it's about Harada. Tekken. So, Tekken X Street Fighter is a game that we always talk about. Like, where is this game at? Harada said it was 2% done year.
Only been waiting 10 years for it.
He said 30% at some point recently in, like, one of his blog videos that he's doing now. In a recent video, I guess he was asked about it. And the podcast, the show on YouTube here is in Japanese, and it is translated by somebody, right? So apparently some details got lost in translation, because when they asked him about what happened to Tekken Cross Street Fighter, he said that the game was dead. It was 30% done, and then it died. It's pretty much what was translated to us English-speaking people.
Recently.
Yes. And then Harada came out on Twitter. He's like, yo, we got to straighten this shit out, because translations, shit got lost in translation, guys. It was a misunderstanding. This is what it should have been saying. That's not that it's dead, but it was shelved or put in storage.
I mean, that's almost dead. It's not for sure dead, but I mean, that's almost dead. Usually things that get shelved don't come back out.
Who's it? Ukada Iri. What does that mean?
Is it what? What is that? Wait, what?
Okura Iri.
Okura Iri? What the fuck?
No, I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Well, that's the word that he said and used, and that's the word that was mistranslated to project died instead of being shelved or put in storage.
I'm going to look that up right now. Okura.
Yeah, so that's the certain word that he said that we all mistranslated, and is not what he actually meant. But so that means that it's still like a thing that can happen, which is sounds cool. And I think he also at some point said something like to the effect that Capcom needs to go ahead and kind of, you know, like allow us to push forward. If they want to go ahead and do it, then they'll go ahead and start working on it. But right now Capcom's not interested, so they're not going to be working on it.
As usual, Capcom always fucking shit up for shit people want.
Yeah. Also, he was like, yeah, we can even show some 3D models, renderings and everything, but we can't show you the Capcom stuff, Capcom characters, because it's up to them on whether or not we can share that. But that's something that we can share if they wanted to, because they have some of those character models like kind of ready. But it's probably old at this point, right? So do we actually want to see it? And he's saying, like, the market also is not right for this game at the moment right now either. Like, back then it kind of was, but then just production just didn't happen, and then it was not really a good time for it.
I could argue that he's wrong, that, like, Tekken's on top right now. Tekken is the top fighting game. This is the time to do it. Yeah, that's just my opinion as a fighting game person.
Yeah. Also, I think someone was mentioning too, like, at the time when this game was announced, like, it would have been good for Tekken because Tekken needed some push, and Street Fighter would have been their, you know, ladder to get, you know, to a higher position.
But now Tekken's cool.
Okay. You know, so it's like
when you put it like that, I get it.
Yeah. So it's like, does Tekken really need Street Fighter's help now? But, you know, what if later on in a couple of years it's the other way around, where Tekken's so big and people have forgotten about Street Fighter? Maybe Street Fighter's gonna be like, yo, Capcom's gonna be like, yo, Namco, what about that game we were working on back in the day, right? You wanna bring that out now? We need some help now, because our Street Fighter 6 is failing over here. So maybe that could be a thing in the future.
Come up with that, Capcom.
Yeah, so it's still up in the air, guys. Just way up in the air.
All right, my last piece of news actually is that thing you clicked on, AJ. I got a little thing for you.
What is this?
All right, you gotta check this out. Yo, all I'm gonna say as a preface before we see this trailer, the French discovered superpowers.
Is this based off freaking, fucking Kung Pao? Yeah.
No. Check this out. Watch this.
It's in French. I can't understand this shit. There's subtitles in this. Oh shit. Is that pyro? So it looks like some police people are chasing some guy with fire abilities out of his hands. Oh, apparently a lot of people have this ability. Yeah, I don't know what they're saying. There's subtitles, I'm not reading it though. But apparently this is going to be like a Netflix series, according to what these subtitles say here. The name of the show looks like it's called How I Became a Superhero. Who became a superhero though? Why does everyone have fire building? Oh shit, this fool has lightning coming out of his eyes. Is that storm up there? Someone has super speed. Someone's crushing stuff with their mind. How I Became a Superhero.
Yeah, so...
why is it in French?
Because the French made it.
July 9th.
That's pretty sick.
So we gotta watch it with subtitles, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But the thing I found interesting about this is that, man, this is how big the superhero fucking culture is
going. Oh, wow, people are just making up their own fucking superhero shit now, right?
Making up their own shit, man.
Mad People says, How I Become an X-Men.
Yeah, right? Which, you know, it's funny because back in the days, I felt like everything was trying to make that point. Like, basically, oh, this is how someone gets into an X-Men, like, team, you know, when they make movies and live-action shit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, dude, it's really growing because people are starting to get unique and fucking build their own things, like... because, you know, they're running... I hate to say it because you could never run out of them, but they're running out of adaptations. They're running out of superheroes to make movies and shows about it because they've done so much shit now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like that we're going to have to start just getting creative about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I really like that one movie that was on Netflix called Power, I think.
That sounds familiar.
Project Power.
It sounds familiar.
About people that made the drugs that can give you superpowers, and that was a whole thing.
Okay, like, yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's a fucking cool idea. I love that someone made that movie.
I feel like some of these movies, if not already like this, they should be people who like had a cool story for a Marvel or a DC. Like, oh, I want to adapt this character, and I want to tell this story about this character, and they pitch it to DC or Marvel.
And they're like, nah.
Like, nah. They're like, all right, fine. I'm going to change some names and do this shit like a different way then.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens all
Invincible.
The time.
Invincible.
Fucking Eternals.
Eternals?
Because, basically, the guy, Jack Kirby, he made the New Gods for DC, and then DC didn't really let him do everything he wanted with it, so he fucking went to Marvel and made Eternals, and Marvel said, you can do whatever you want with Eternals, and he's like, all right, and so Eternals are basically the New Gods.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's why they have that fucking rivalry, because that guy worked for both Marvel and DC, and made fucking two different teams.
Interesting.
Pretty crazy shit, huh?
Man, I can't wait for that to come out. That looks cool.
Yeah, it looks good. I was like, damn, I don't get interested in foreign films, like, unless I'm.
Oh, I'll talk about Internals, but this one looks cool too. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For it to be a foreign film, though, that's different.
That's what I find the most interesting. I'm like, this could mean a lot. I mean, we already see the movement of American anime coming out. Have you seen the trailer for that America the Motion Picture?
No.
Oh my god. Should make the last thing I show on the podcast. I can show you after.
We'll show it after.
All right. What you got planned for your Focus Week, AJ? We're gonna. That's basically the end of the podcast, guys. We just covered all the news that we got right now. So we're going to jump into what we are going to do for the coming week. AJ, news?
I'm printing out a new Digimon counter that's bigger and better.
Oh, shit.
But the crazy thing is that it's so the size that I wanted to get it, it's so big that I can't actually print it on my printer because it's not that big of a print bed. So I had to split it in twos and had to find a way to connect them together.
You melt them or what?
No. I just made like little clippies that they kind of just lock in together. It's kind of not perfectly straight, but it worked, and it doesn't come undone now, which is cool. It's not perfect, but it's good enough. Maybe I should do something easier where I just glue it together or something, or like screw them together. I don't know. But now I have a new Digimon memory counter that's a lot, like maybe three times bigger than the original that I made, which is like this little guy right here. And now it's bigger. Look at that. Oh, shit. That's actually a big
thing. This is huge. Wow. Huge.
Damn. But yeah, so that's what I was working on. Now I need to make the little knobby thingy that goes on there.
At least you don't have to worry about losing it.
Exactly, right? Smack someone with it. It'll probably break if I smack someone with it, though. So I'll work on that some more. And then, just fuck around with my Digimon decks. Wags and I are splitting some UFS cards because there's this website called Rochester Gaming, something like that. But they hold a lot of UFS cards, Universes cards, and this is that card game I've been getting into. They have a lot of cards there. They sell packs and everything for like good prices and everything. And apparently they have sales sometimes. I just happen to be going randomly through their website, and I found on like a sale, like a bundle sale. It's like Soul Calibur fan bundle. I was like, what? And it was like for like $130. You get two boxes, the Soul Calibur 1 and the second series they had of Soul Calibur 6, and their DLC packs. All that together would be like, I don't know, a lot more, like $200 actually, I think is what it would have been wow. Cost if I bought them individually in different areas. But together for like $130, I was like, fuck, that's cool. I was like, I don't want to pay that much though. And then Wags was like interested in Soul Calibur. I was like, yo, there's this bundle. He's like, I'm down. I'm like, down to split it. He's like, yeah, I'm down to split it. So we're gonna split that. So that should be coming in like on Saturday, I think. So kind of excited for that to come in. And then yeah, watch more Haiku. Watch more. Is that what it's called?
Haiku. Yeah.
Soul Calibur. Yeah. Oh, and friggin'. Steven, let me borrow Fast and Furious 8, so I'm going to watch this finally to catch up, and then, or do we watch it, and then so I can watch Fast 9 when it comes out.
Man, it's funny, there's another, one of the only podcasts I listen to is Daily Planet,
okay,
and they just did a full review of all the Fast and the Furious movies,
mm-hmm.
but then they did a separate one for Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like they did one through eight, but then Tokyo Drift got its own one, and they were like, we gave this its own one because it feels like a fucking spinoff movie. Like, almost like we feel like they should have made this movie as a spinoff movie. And, like, and it almost is because it says Tokyo Drift. This is Fast and Furious apostrophe.
Yep.
Tokyo Drift. Yep. Like, it's almost a spinoff movie. And they're just talking about that, like how it would have really worked that way. And Han, and they were like, how Han is just like, They're just talking about the whole thing and how the character was so likable and how he was the thing that pulled the whole movie together.
Yeah.
And then when they killed him, you're just like, wow. He's like, watching it again, there's no way he fucking walked away from that. Like, they're like, we don't even see a moment where he could have gotten away, like, even, like, as a side. Like, maybe he opened the door and rolled out the last, like, no, bro.
Maybe.
Like, they're saying, like, there's no moment for it. Like, they're just talking about that, like, we don't get it. Like we want to get it, but we don't get
it. I want to see how they explain that. Because I think because of that and because he was so likable, they're like, okay, we got to put Fast and Furious or Tokyo Drift way later on. And then now Fast 4 and 5 and 6 are all backstories before that happened. Like, I feel like they had to do that just to fit them into the movies and everything so things can make more sense. But yeah, they didn't have to do that. And if they didn't do that, and if they didn't show Vin Diesel at the end of that movie, it could have definitely just been a spinoff.
Yeah, I mean, even him being there could still be a spinoff thing.
I guess,
you know?
So,
like,
yeah.
Just tie it in. Like, it that's the tie-in,
yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
But it's funny, they're like, the guy was saying, one of the reviewers was just saying that it's funny how, like, what was he talking about? He's just saying how, like, You know, it just doesn't really add up. However, they found ways to make it make sense. Like, and like, they forced you to like accept it, and like it still works somehow. Like, you're just cool with it.
It kind of does, very loosely, but it did. I want to see how they bring him back. My guess, is probably not what it's going to be, and I'll be. I don't know how we feel this is true, but I'm like, is it a twin brother?
Okay, like... well, last question I want to ask you after watching Daily Planet's fucking podcast. Okay, did Jason Statham kill Han?
Yeah.
So why is he on the team?
I know, right?
Like, why are they cool with him?
They're not.
He killed Han.
They're not cool with him.
But why do they, like, let him join them? Like,
because the way the story was made, like, the stakes were high, and they had no choice but to work with them. They don't like working with them, but they kind of had to. It's like the story was.
But he killed Han.
Exactly.
And that's the funny thing, because during the podcast, the whole thing, like, as the one guy was explaining to the other guy, he's like, but everything he said, like, he's like, okay, all that makes sense, but he killed Han. And the guy's like, I got no argument.
Yeah, it's this movie, too, that I'm about to watch. So, like, I can't remember what the exact story was, why he was part of it, but he was.
Made the call, even. Someone said he made the call to kill Han.
Yeah, like, I think he had, like, information they needed, so they needed to use him, so they had to keep him alive, even though they didn't want to, you know? It's kind of like that. Like, they don't want him to be on the team, they hate him, but... we need him right now. They need to use him right now. And then there's a whole separate movie with freaking Jason Statham and the Rock.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's a whole other
which I didn't see.
That's probably better that you didn't. I heard a lot of the Fast people weren't happy that movie exists.
Yeah. No. Also, the other drama behind that, too, is like the actual actors are upset with that movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know Tyrese was super pissed.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's the most menial actor in the whole thing, but like he's the one that's most mad about it.
Yeah.
Funny.
There's all that, too. And then... Kara says she watched it and she was like, yeah, it was okay. I was like, see, she was like, she wanted to watch it so bad. I was like, I'm not watching it. Nope.
The fact that there were superpowers involved, I was like, okay, now you guys are just going full on Marvel with no shame.
Superpowers?
Yeah, because the main villain basically has fucking superpowers, bro. Like, watch the trailer again. He's made some chemical that you juice yourself. Watch the trailer again.
I haven't seen any new trailers in a while, so I'm not sure if they add any more details into it.
Watch whatever last trailer they made for it.
Oh, man.
He basically made a chemical that juices him to, like, have superpowers.
Oh, he's Bane, huh?
Yeah, basically.
Or Bane from, like, the freaking Batman Returns.
Bane if he had a car. Yeah. But, yeah, and then, like, Jason Statham and The Rock gotta stop him, and you're just like... yeah, it's hard.
Oh, that was the spinoff movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's the first real spinoff movie, even though it should have been Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
You know, and other question, okay. One thing they brought up in their little review, they're like, how come they haven't brought back the main guy from Tokyo Drift yet? There's an opportunity in the writing there to bring him into the story.
The main guy? Oh, I know, right?
And then they said, also,
Sean?
The bad guy from the first one, the Asian dude, they said there's opportunity to bring...
he died.
They were saying that it looked like he could survive. Like
it was kind of
ambiguous, like whether he died or not.
Yeah, he got shot. I was thinking the same thing, and then when I started rewatching the movie, I was like, oh wait, he got shot right now.
Yeah, he did. he did, and you know, you're probably right. Logically, he probably wouldn't make it. But the series obviously doesn't work on too much logic.
That's true, right?
And they were like, yo, how come we don't bring back that fucker? Like, he was a good. Someone was saying like he's the best villain out of all the movies.
There are certain characters they did kill. Or like they want you to believe they killed him,
Letty.
And then yeah, exactly. they talk about that. If she could survive a bullet, like, that's a good point.
Yeah, and they're just saying like,
and I would love to see him come back too, actually.
And yeah, it's just funny with them reviewing it and talking about like watching all these movies in a row. We're like, there's some obvious opportunities that they don't take, and it's funny they take other opportunities that like don't really make that much sense. Like,
that's true.
And this actor's like. I think they were talking about, too, the kid who died in the first one, the younger white guy that was, like, part of the crew.
Yeah.
They were like, you could easily say, like, you know, because he was a hacker, like, he had all these machinations in plan, and, like, they could all fucking come back against them and shit like that. they were talking about it. They're like, oh, you know, we can use him. Like, I could use his story, but they don't really use
his
story.
Make it all, like, sci-fi Matrix-y or
something. Yeah, yeah. Like... you're already taking it to the superhero world, though. You might as well take it to, the computer world, too. They were just talking about it. I really gotta send it. I'll send it to you. And it's just really funny watching
them
talk about
it. That sounds
hilarious. And they're British, so it makes it even funnier. Because, you know, they really don't get the American concept here and there. And it's funny because... last thing I'll say about it. It's funny we're talking so much about Fast and Furious, and I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But they were like, also, it's kind of weird. Tyrese is a totally different guy after number two. They say, like, he acts totally different, makes different decisions. Like, you almost feel like he's not the same guy.
No, that's more true for, like, Ludacris, I feel. Ludacris's character is
they said
like
something about that, too. He becomes, like, a hacker, too, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, like Ludacris and Too Fast, Too Furious, he's more of, like,
he's a hustler, he's like a car guy.
He's a hustler, car guy. Like he doesn't really drive a race anymore, but he's over there collecting money, gambling, and helping people
off
do all
other
that
people's shit.
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely hustling and shit. But then later on, when you meet him, he's more of a hacker dude now, and he's like he's a tech guy and everything. Which I mean makes sense because he owned the garage in Too Fast, Too Furious.
There was some tech involved in that.
But they never really show him doing all the tech shit. It was more him owning a garage and having
like
his workers like, hey man, go ahead and do this for them, man. Yeah, we got you. But then now he's doing all the tech shit. So it's like, you didn't show me that before, but I make sense. I get you.
That's funny.
They should have bought Jin back from Too Fast, Too Furious. He was a guy.
Oh yeah, that's right. They should bring the two guys back. They stole the muscle cars from.
That'd be funny.
Have them join the family. That'd be fucking funny.
That'd be weird. Because they didn't like those guys.
Yeah, I know. But it's even funnier when you have two dumbass motherfuckers. They're just like the joke of the.
That'd be cool. It's like bring back little characters like that would be cool to see once in a while.
Yeah, do Avengers shit. Make them the Avengers. But yeah. Even though they already kind of are the Avengers.
Actually, rewatching freaking all the movies, it definitely had Avenger vibes because you met certain characters in the first movie. Some of those characters didn't return, but you got a couple of new characters in the second movie, and you got a new character in the third movie.
And then the old characters start coming back.
And then in the fourth one, some of them come back together. And then in the fifth one, they all come back together. All of them.
I wonder if Avengers took notes off of Fast and Furious. Because Fast and Furious is way before Avengers.
Yeah, because those first three movies were almost separate stories that just kind of almost...
That's true. They're all
they're all separate stories.
I almost feel like they were going for, like... it's funny, as a theory they put up on that same thing I was talking about, Daily Planet. They're like, they felt like it was supposed to be a trilogy about Paul Walker.
Yeah.
And then they got to the third one, like, well, we can't have him fucking posing as a high schooler. So they just changed the fucking main character.
And
it was new people that came in for 3-2. Some of the old people were there, but I think a new team was involved in number
three. As far as like writers and producers and all that?
Yeah. Something like that. I think the producers were the same, but writers and directors were different.
Something like that, yeah.
And so they were like, oh, this is how they want to go. So, fuck it, we'll get rid of our Paul Walker trilogy. And then they saw three didn't do as great as two did, and they were like, we should bring Paul Walker back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel like that's what happened, but yeah. I don't know.
And Paul Walker was like a whole advocate for the whole thing. That he wanted that series to grow. He wanted to do it. So when they brought him back, he just went all in. And yeah. So, but yeah, that's, I don't know. Anything to say about that?
Now I feel like I got to watch the fucking weak ass movies I don't want to watch. Now I'm like, I kind of want to get more into this now. Fuck.
Yeah. The fourth one is all right, but the fifth one is crazy. And then the sixth one, I can't remember what the sixth one is. Oh my, I don't remember now. I always get all mixed up. But they're all. I like them. I like them, especially like seeing the characters. I think the sixth one was super sad, actually. Yeah.
I will say that
five and six are good.
Number four didn't look bad from.
Four is not like bad.
Like yeah, one quick note on
just not as good as the other ones.
Yeah, one quick note. AJ and his lady were watching number four. And it was perfect because I just happened to be around and I was like, oh shit, I've never seen four. I'm like, let me just glance at this and see what it's like. And I was surprised. It wasn't as bad as I was imagining it to be in my head. So I'm kind of slightly interested. I just don't know if I want to invest all that time in something that I think is just okay at the end of the day. But I'm kind of interested. So
it's like it's really like a cult classic films. Those cult classics, like no one likes them, but like you find out a small group of people that's fucking in love with
they're
it
so
and know
bad.
All the details. They're so bad it's good.
Yeah.
It's almost like that. I don't think they're horrible movies, but like they do ridiculous shit once in a while. Like, what the fuck? Like, really?
Yeah, and that Daily Planet shit, they showed a couple of scenes where I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like someone like jumped off of a fucking car into another car in the air and grabbed this cable and pulled some other shit. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, you can't
that
do that without super strength.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you fucking do that? And like they're like,
well, actually, what I noticed too is that Vin Diesel got fucking buff after the first movie. When he came back later on, he was super ripped. So yeah, I think I see it as a possibility.
That's the reason he's been training.
Yeah, compared to what he looked like in the first one, he got super ripped later on. But I think that was to compare himself to The Rock. Brock later on who came in. I think he had to get buffer
for
that.
They had beef with him, right? Like about, I know the actors didn't want him to steal the show or like take away.
That was later on. In that first movie, they're all cool with him. And he becomes cool. He's like the enemy in the movie for a little bit.
He's like an agent, right? That wants to stop them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cool. They get all mixed around. Like they give you some sense to make sense with, and you just got to run with it. You're like, all right, fine, I'll believe you for the sake of the movie.
My brother-in-law wants me to watch it really badly, so I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, watch it with them.
Yeah, he really wants me to watch it. He's like,
and then you and Steven and I can all have conversations about it.
Steve brings it up all the time. Yeah. Bro. He's like, when are you gonna watch Fast 4? He always asks me. All right, that's Unfocused, guys. We will see. I think that covered.
You have anything to do for your Unfocused week? I don't think you went to that.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
In call, there was an anime I wanted to watch. Which anime did I want to see? I really want to finish Jujutsu Kaisen. If you don't know what that is, AJ,
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I don't know what it's about though.
If you know, I was gonna say if you like Yu Yu Hakusho, but I already know you do. You're gonna like Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
It's like a slightly more extreme, slightly more like it's almost like Yu Yu Hakusho blended with Naruto. And I don't want to say too much more than that.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Very supernatural, you know, but also fighting, you know.
You know what? I saw this meme on Instagram too, and I thought about it, and I read the comments for that post, and I was like, it was a picture of Yusuke. You ever seen those, ever heard of those jokes? You heard of Elf on the Shelf. Now here's, and it just showed you a picture.
Yeah, it confuses me. Yeah, and you got to figure out the rhyme.
Yeah, exactly. It was Yusuke with a bottle of alcohol. And I think the name of the alcohol is Douce or something like that. So it's like Yusuke with Douce or something like that. And I was just going through the comics. I didn't get the joke right away. I was like, is it whiskey? Because he's not Yusuke, you know? Like, what are you trying to say here? So I read through the comments. See, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. And then, but I'm surprised there are so many people that knew who Yusuke was and made the correct rhyme with it. I was like,
oh,
that's
shit.
Pretty cool, because I don't meet a lot of people who know what Yu Yu Hakusho is.
You know, you don't. It's pretty rare, but when they know, they fucking know. But yeah. You're right. It's rare. And it makes you, maybe we're just not running into the right people.
Yeah. Huh?
It actually gets me really excited. I really hope that fucking show takes off, dude. Even if it's bad, I hope it takes off just to spread Yu Yu Hakusho's name, you know?
Exactly. And then hopefully Slayer someday.
Man, I don't think I'd even be ready for a Slayer. I don't even think I could handle. I don't even think I'm ready for that, because like I've had so much chance to fuck it up, and like I'd be down to watch it no matter what. Like if they made a 13 episode Slayers live action, even if it's shitty, I'm gonna watch it.
What if they keep it simple and do like Slayers with Naga instead of like the whole team of Gowrie and everything? Maybe do like a season like that to see if people like the characters and all that. But then Naga goes a separate way. And then maybe tease the whole Gowrie thing, and then you get into that.
You know, I like that idea. I hope that it's funny. I like that you bring out that whole slightly more stripped down idea of making the anime into live action, because I really hope that's how they go with Yu Yu Hakusho. I hope season one is just about Yusuke solving the crimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
which is what the first season really is before he meets fucking. I guess he does meet Hiei and Kurama early on, but they don't become part of the team. They just become, you know, enemies, right?
Right, right. I would hope that season one is straight up Yu Yu Hakusho, the spirit detective, and you don't even get any feels that there's going to be a team. Is this Kuwabara fool he fucks with?
Yeah.
This Hiei fool he has to beat?
Yeah.
This Kurama guy that helps him out one time?
Yeah.
And then in season two, you make it clear at the very beginning, the four of them are about to be a team. Yeah, that would be really fucking cool. I just hope they really take their time with it and don't try to force too much stuff at once.
So would you say like a season one being, you know, Yusuke's dead and then comes alive, and then you have those scenes with those battles with Hiei and Kurama?
Yeah, I'd
end
say
it there.
I'd say end it with Genkai's tournament.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, Genkai's tournament.
That way you can bring Kuwabara back around, show that he's getting powers, and then act like he's not going to be a thing. And then when season two starts, Maze Castles,
yeah.
And that could be the whole season.
Maze Castle,
you
know?
Like,
and then what, season three would be like freaking...
Dark Tournament.
Not Dark Tournament, before that, Rescue Yukina?
No, I'm hoping they could blend Maze Castle and Rescue Yukina in some way. And then the Dark Tournament is immediately the
Or what
season.
If what if Maze Castle is to rescue Yukina? Would that make sense?
That's fucking dope.
But then you don't get the whole Black Club thing.
No, but you know... There's other ways to work that around. Maybe the Black Club sells Yukina to the four Saint Beasts.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
And then they gotta go save her, and then the Black Club's a problem in the Sensui arc. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, since we kill, damn, you can even move the time. You can move the time up and have Since We Kill the Black Club in real time, not back in the day.
Oh yeah.
And then now it's just Yusuke and Since We.
Hmm.
You know, like we're worried about them the whole time. Then Since We murders them all, like some Game of Thrones shit. You know?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh man, we're getting deep. We gotta make this. We gotta cut this video and make this a segment.
Yeah, like, don't put this out in the public, right?
Yu Yu Hakusho theories, like, oh, that'd be really cool. Anyway. Yeah, my unfocused week, I guess that I'm just gonna be fucking excited for more Yu Yu Hakusho pictures. Hopefully they release more
live action stuff. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah,
and when's that Cowboy Bebop supposed to drop?
September
though? Okay,
soon, right. Bro, it's not far away at all. So yeah, I'm feeling like we might even see a trailer next month.
If that does good, then we can definitely have good hopes for Yu Yu Hakusho then, right?
Yes sir. I don't know if they'll be that connected, because
as
far even for hope, because Bebop is being handled by an American studio, but Yu Yu Hakusho is not being handled by a Japanese studio.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense too. With the picture you showed me, okay.
Yeah, like they're straight up Japanese. We're gonna be watching it in subtitles.
Okay.
Unless they make a dub
with Justin Cook dubbing over.
Oh my god! I googled it, bro, to see if Justin Cook is anywhere involved. He's not.
Oh,
I looked it up specifically. Though, I wanted to know, like, is he involved in any way? And nothing I looked up, his name wasn't anywhere in there. Damn. I was like, damn.
Oh, wow.
But hopefully they at least watched the American dub and they had some ideas.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Unfocused, guys. That's episode 307. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you. That's it. Awesome show. It was just two of us. See, we're awesome without DJ and Wags.
Damn, we fill at the same time.
I think we filled up more. We did a full 2 hours somehow.
Thanks for joining us, everybody on the screen, everybody in the chat. We appreciate you all.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!